ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Moshe Merrifeld. Meseches Nida is dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yaakov Deckelbaum, Le'iloi Nishmas, Rav Eliyahu ben Rav Nota Getzel, Rachel Leah Bas Rav Yitzchok, and Chaya Gittel Bas Mordechai.
Aboisai, the December 15th Shas Illuminated Siyum HaShas in Lake Terrace Hall is right around the corner. This is the last call to register for this special evening of Kavod HaTorah and Simchas HaTorah. We will have the schus to hear Divrei Chizik from Harav HaGoyin Rav Yerucham Olshin, as well as from Harav Moshe Brown, Harav Eitan Feiner, and Harav Aaron Sorsher, our guest of honor. You don't want to pass up on this one-time opportunity to meet the Magid Yishir who will be flying in from around the world. 6:30 will be the reception to greet the Magid Yishir, followed by the Seuda Siyum at 7:30. To make and secure your reservations for this magnificent evening, please visit shasilluminated.org/Siyum or call 203-312-SHAS. That is 203-312-7427. We are looking forward to greeting you personally.
Nido daf nubezu medalif. The Mishnah says, Tinoike Shabish Tei Sidus, a girl who has two Sidus, she can make Chalitza, and she's Chai B'chol HaMitzvahs. Kavona is that the two Sidus give her a Din of Gedoyla, since she has Simonim, she has a Din of Gedoyla, and from that comes out two different halachas. First of all, she can do Chalitza. The halach is the Chalitza needs a Gedoyla, because we learn out, in the parish of Chalitza, of Yibum, it says, by the Yobim, he calls him Ish, and we learn that the Yavam has to be Dumi the Yobim, just like the Yobim has to be Ish. So too, the Yavam has to be Isha, she has to be a Gdoyla, and calls much as a Ketan, she can't do Chalitza. So that's an Atkemina, that since by Shtei Sayyidah, she's a Gdoyla, therefore she's able to do Chalitza. Second Atkemina, now she's a Gdoyla is, that she's Chayab Bechol HaMitzvahs, a cotton is part of her mitzvahs, since she becomes a Gdoyla, she becomes Chayab Bechol HaMitzvahs. And the same thing the Mishnah discusses with Tinoik, the same klolim, that a Tinoik, once he has two sidus, he becomes a gadol, and the nafkemina is that he's chayav chol mitzvahs, and also that he can become a ben soira moira. Ben soira moira was only nema by a gadol, since he has simanim, he became a gadol, and he hasn't been a ben soira moira. It's important to point out over here that the halacha is in order to become a gadol or a gdoila, it's not enough that the person, the boy or the girl has simonim. They also have to have shonim, 13 years by zachar and 12 years by the kever. Now the reason why you need shonim, so we've learned Tosfos in many places in Shas, the pshat is because before 13 years, we say that the simonim not really simonim. The shumu ba'alme, just like baby here, it's not really simonim. So it comes out from Tosfos that be'etzem godless is totally only in simonim. However, before Yud Bei Shonim, before the Yud Bei Shonim by a Ketano, and Yud Gimel Shonim by a Zohar, we say the Simonim, not the Simonim, the only Shuma. However, the Dasa Rambam is Mavur, the Rambam holds that Ika Din Gadlis is telling two things. Din Gadlis is telling in Shonim and Simonim. Because the Rambam says that by Simonim, which are not through years, the Mora says that bonim harehen ki simonim. If a woman gives birth to children, it's also considered like simonim. The Rambam says that over the year also only helps when she is 12 years old. Now the chash of shuma doesn't apply over the year. The Rambam's mavur afa pikein. You need shonim. It's mavur that's a Rambam that the Rambam holds that the ikad din gadlus is totally in two dinim. It's totally in shonim and simonim. Chaim and Sefer in beginning of Hilchos Ishus is Mevayis Tom Das Rambam Biskerovin and Ksovim is also Marech in this Yisoyinship Das Rambam that Galus is totally in Simonim and Shalom, and he points out over there this Machlokes Rambam Toisus. Now our Mishnah that says Atinoikis that brings has two Sairis is a Gedoyla she can make Chalitza and Chayav B'chol HaMitzvahs. The Mishnah does not discuss the Shonim, so Lefi the Toisus it's mushevative because the Mishnah is telling when you have two sidus, you become a gdoilist. Only dependent on that. You need shalom because if not, it's not considered sidus, it's only shuma. But the din gadlis is totally ach verdak in simonim. However, the dasa rambam, it's dependent on two things, so it's koshek tzas, why the Mishnah is only kevei, a din of sidus, and not a din of shalom. And in truth, it's interesting that Rambam Pesach Mishnayis over here on this Mishnah is Takhe Marech to point this out, that although the Mishnah says Simonim, but in truth you also need Shonim. The Rambam says So he points out that the Mishnah means also with Shonim. It's interesting, the Losher Rambam Pirush Mishnah is not mashma, he holds he needs Shonim be'etzem. It's mashma, it's only a problem in the Simonim don't help when you don't have the Shonim, and it's not considered real Simonim. However, Abin Shittas Rambam and Yad, there's a Koyer Much that Rambam holds, that's bad, the Ikud and Galus is told in two things, and it's like a order in the Mishnah, why the Mishnah does not discuss, and does not convey the Din of Shonim. Now let's go to the end of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Tinoikish Avirish Teisayas Eini Yichoy Lemoin. A Tinoikis which brings two sayas cannot do miyun anymore. Rabbi Huda Oimer Ad Sheyabe Shochar, she can still do miyun even though she has two sayas, until there's a lot of here, which the more explains what it means exactly, but the sayas itself does not make, they cannot do miyun. Now in order, and the more in the Beis brings down a braise, Tonar Rabbon and Moshe Basma Enes, Acha Tovish Tei Sairis Dibir and Meir, Ebi Huda Oima Acha Yaba Shochor, Ebi Yisi Oima Acha Takef HaTora, Ben Shalkis Oima Acha Techalkil. So comes out with another two sheetahs besides the two sheetahs that I mentioned in our Mishnah, the sheetah of Rabbi Yisi Acha Takef HaTora, and Ben Shalkis Acha Techalkil. Altogether we have four sheetahs until when you can make Miyun. According to Telekama Sairis, two Sairis, according to Ebi Huda Yaba Shochor, and according to Rabbi Yossi Takef HaTorah, according to Ben Shalkes Ash Techalkel. There is a fifth Shita. The Gemara discusses right after the Mishnah here further on in the Amud, that could be that there's a Shita Sirbi Shmol, that he holds that you could do Miyun forever, and there's nothing that stops you from doing Miyun, even after you have all Simonim, you still could do Miyun, which we'll see Behem Shech Beza Hashem Yisborach. So it comes out that there's really five Shitas till when you could do Miyun. Now, the Bir Inyan, just to get a clarity in what's going on over here. Min HaTorah, a Ketana cannot have Kedushin unless she has a father, which her father can be Kaddishah. Min Rabbanon, she could have Kedushin through her brother, through her mother. However, the Rabbanon made a din in this Nisuin that she's able to make a Miyun. And with the Miyun, she's able to mafkia the Kedushin, which we'll see Be'ez Hashem, the Rishayim and the Mavur, the Pshat is that it's a certain shiur in the Nisuin, the Nisuin, the Abed Rabbanon is not a Nisuin Gemurim, and you're able to mafki it through Miyun. So now that's what we're discussing over here, when you have a Kedushin in the Rabbanon, and now she became a Gdoilo, whether she can still make a Miyun or not. The Mishnah is telling you that once she becomes a Gdoilo, you cannot do Miyun. And it's Mavur in this Sugya, Kepshutoi, that we're talking about a case, Loi Bo'ala. There was no Bi'ila after she became a Gdoila. Meaning to say there's no new Maisa Kedushin that happened after she became a Gdoila. The only Kedushin discussing is the Kedushin that was done when she was still a Ktana. And that was saying that Kedushin when she was done when she was a Ktana, you could make a Miyun on. However, it's only called when she's a Ktana. Once she becomes a Gdoila, you cannot make a Miyun on the Kedushin which was done when she was still a Ktana. In order to understand what's the side of this din? Why cannot you do mean anymore? So the Gemara in Yevamis is mavur. There's two drachim about to understand it. The Gemara in Yevamis at Kuftesim Abayz has two drachim. If this is a din drabanon or din deraisa, the Gemara over there brings down a machlokes Rav and Shmuel, a ketana which was niskacha, and afterwards she became a gdoila, which she cannot make mean anymore. What's the halach if afterwards a second man comes in the Kaddish, this girl? Is the second Kedushin chal or not? So Rav says, no, the second Kedushin is not chal, and you do not need a get from the second husband. However, Shmuel says that you do need a get from the Sheni, the second Kedushin is chal. So the Gemara, in the beginning, explains that we're discussing a case that there was no Be'ila after she became a Gdoila. The only Kedushin which you made over here was the Kedushin when she was still a Ktana. When Afa Pikein Rav holds that the second Kedushin is not Chal, the Mora says a fascinating Musik. The Mora says Kidushei ketano misle toli, v'chigodli gadli bahado. When you mekadosh a ketano, it's misle toli. Kol zman she's a ketano, the kedushin is only a kedushim derabonon. However, when she becomes a gedoyla, the original kedushin turns into kedushin doidaisa. Rashi says, cholu kedushin rishoinim kisha godlo. And the original kedushin turns the kedushin doidaisa, and she now becomes mekudeshes minatoyre through the first kedushin. And Shmuel, the Mora explains, is cholik on this musik, and Shmuel holds loy gadli bahado. The first kedushin does not develop and does not become into a kedushin deraisa. She stays only in the kedushin derabanan, and therefore, since the whole kedushin that she has kedushin derabanan, if a different man comes in the kedusher, the kedushin will be chal because mederaisa she's a pnuya. This word of Rav says that the godly bado is something which is very hard to understand. How's the godly bado? How's the kedushin turn the kedushin to daisa? Her brother and her mother married off, which the daisa they don't have in kadosher. How's it turn the kedushin to daisa? The Rajb and the Ran over there explain that anyone who's mekadosh ketana, it's as if you said mitchile, as if the mekadosh said that I'm mekadosh you now mitrabanan, and I want this kesef kedushin to be meichel. A kedushin deraisa la'achad you become a gedolah, and just like a person is able to give a woman money and say, take the money now and you should become mekudeshes la'achad lamid. So too over here, when you gave the kedushin, you meant to say this kesef kedushin should make kedushin deraisa la'achad and she becomes a gedolah. And according to the beer of the Rajm and the Ran, the whole halacha of Rav Gadli Bado would only be by Kedusha Kesef. By Kedusha Ishtar and Kedusha Bia, Rav would agree that you don't say the Chigadli Gadli Bahado. Rashi over there is not mashma like the Raj Nadan, and according to Rashi, it's very hard to understand what is this concept of Chigadli Gadli Bado, how does that work? Ayin Shom Besug. Akoponim, it comes out that we have Machlokes Rav and Shmuel in what's the side of the din of our Mishnah? The Mishnah says that you only can make a miyun called by she doesn't have sidus. What's the pshat? Why once she has sidus cannot make miyun? So according to Rav, it's din the raisa, because now she became a ashes ishm the raisa. The kedushin turned into kedushin the raisa. Miyun only helps on a kedushin the rabbanon, not a kedushin the raisa. According to Shmuel, no, the kedushin, the nisuin, the issues we're discussing over here is that they're bonded to kedushin and they're bonded to nisuin. On the afa bikin is aloche, they only can make miyun on this, they're bonded to kedushin, calls man, she's a ketana, once she becomes a gedoyla, although the we're discussing kedushin and rabbanon, it's not nitin to mafkir with miyun anymore, you cannot make miyun once she becomes a gedoyla. The Gemara, in the Maskon over there, Maseches Yevamis, the Gemara says no, that could be everyone agrees that you don't say l'chigadli gadli bahado. That which Rav said, that you don't need to get from the second person, Rav is discussing a case where after she became a gdoilo, there was a maisa bia. And Rav holds that we say that when he did a maisa bia, he meant to do it al das kiddushin. Because since a person knows that the kedushin that he made when she was a ketana was on the rabbanon, a person wants to have a kedushin deraisa. Therefore, when he makes the bia ben astam, his das is that should be the shem kedushin. And therefore, now there's a new ma'aseh kedushin happening, and she becomes a mekudeshes deraisa. And therefore, the kedushin of the other second kaddish nachal Shmuel is choylik, and Shmuel holds that although there was a ma'aseh bia, we don't say that he had das, this ma'aseh bia should be a new kedushin. Anyone who does a bia, he does it al das, the first kedushin. And he does not mean to make a new kedushin. And therefore it comes out that there is no new kedushin happening over here. It's all, the only kedushin which we have is the first kedushin, which is the abundant kedushin. And therefore, one can make another kedushin in her midrash, which is a pnuya. So it comes along as pashas maskonas the Gemara that no one holds the chigad the gadli bado. Rather, the whole din of our Mishnah is a debon dikadin. is pashtus Rabbi Yishayim hold, we hold takel adina that the we don't say the chigadi gadi vado, and the whole din you can't make a miyun after she becomes a gadol as the bon of the gadin. However, the Ari Yishayim that holds a sveik of the dina, and very interestingly, the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Kufn and Hey, Soif Siman Kufn and Hey, is ma'atik that's a sofik the dina, whether we say v'chigad gadi vado. The Biagra points out over there that many other Yishayim hold not like that, and the emes is, Pashas Mavur in the Gemara Nida, that been involved, not so many of that before, and that we hold, we don't say the chigadi gadi bado. Because, what would be the aloche if you have a tana that became 12 years old, and they were boidic, they didn't find simon. Can she still do mean or not? Now, that's border. If she doesn't have simonim, the shonim itself do now make her a gedoyla. And therefore you for sure could do simonim. However, there's a chash, shemonoshu, maybe in truth there was simonim, because usually we could take on that, we could assume that if she became 12 years old, she did grow simonim. Now what you now find in simonim is maybe because they fell out, shemonoshu. So the Gemara over there, and the Rebbe Aleph comes out of Maskone, many Rishonim learn, that when it comes to Dina Deraisa, then Rechoish Hashem and Ashru, when it comes to Dina Derabonon, it's only a Sophic Derabonon, we don't say Hashem and Ashru, and any Dina Derabonon, which is Negev, which is the Gdeil HaGetana, if we find her Lefaneinu, without Simonim, then we take on that she's a Ketana. The Gemara over there is brings down a memory from Rav, Omer Rav, Ketana kol yud beishono me'enes voileches mikan ve'elech einu me'enes. Rava said that till 12 years you can make miyun. After 12 years you cannot make miyun. So Rava said that the years itself makes halacha that you cannot make miyun, although you didn't find simon. Why? Because chayshinon shemonoshu. And the Gemara brings down a memory from Omer Dimnado. Hilchase choishin shem anoshru v'hani mili heicha the kitchen b'toich hazman u'bol la'achar hazman. That which Rava said that choishin shem anoshru is only in the case that he was mekadosher when she was under 12 years, and then after she became 12 years he made another be'ila. So then choishin shem anoshru aval if let's say he didn't make another bila afterwards, and the only bila he made when he was still a ketana, so then you don't chosh shem anoshu. And Rashi explains that in a case that there was a bila achazman, so then there's a question of the daisis, because the bila achazman is a kedushin the daisis, because we take on that the bila was done the shem kedushin, and now she's a gedoyla, so she's in kedush the daisis. So over there, when we're being mistopic, whether the Kedushin is chal or not, mean to say, do we say that she had simonim, they fell out, or she never had simonim, she's still a ketana? It's a shal of a sveik of the daisa. So when it comes to sveik of the daisa, we're choish Hashem anoshu. However, when there's no be'ilah achas man, then with the daisa, there's no Kedushin at all. It's only a question of the abonons. So Rashi explains, because when you have vadi simonim, the Rabbanon were not masakin that you could do miyun, although the Kedushin is only Kedushin the Rabbanon are not masakin, you could do miyun once she comes to Gdoyla. So then when I don't find Simon Lefoneinu, and I'm being mistopic, maybe Shem and Oshru, the question is only a question of the Rabbanons. I mean, the same with the Dais, she's Kishore Pnuya. The question is only, maybe the Rabbanon have the Kedushin, and maybe the Rabbanon you have a din that you cannot mafkir the Kedushin, because maybe she became a Gdoyla. So since she's only a sveik of the Rabbanon, therefore, we're not choish Shem and Oshru. So you see from this Gemara, clearly, that we hold the din, and we don't say, l'chi gadli, gadli bado. I mean, to say, we don't say the Svar of Rav, that the first Kedushin turns into Kedushin the Raisel once she becomes a Gdoyla. Rather, since the Kedushin was done with the Ketana, it's only a Kedushin the Rabbanon. And the whole din that you can't make mean afterwards is only the Rabbanon the Kedin, that you can't make mean, although the Kedushin is only Kedushin the Rabbanon, and that's why we're not mistopic Shem and Oshu. So Pashas is Gemara's Mavur, that we hold the din, we don't say the Chigadi Gadi Bado. Now, the Chacham hold from after two sayas and an, you cannot do mina anymore. However, Rabbi Shittis of Yehuda, Rabbi Yosi Manshalka says that it's a different shir, not two sayas. According to Yehuda, the shir is a shtarba shachar. According to Rabbi Yosi, the shir is takef atore. According to Manshalka, it's ashtachalkel. What's the story of Shittis of Yehuda and Udime? Do they not agree to the halacha that once you become a gdol, you cannot make miyun? So the Ramban discusses this, and the Ramban says, maybe we can say Pshat Rebbe Yehuda. Rebbe Yehuda holds that the Shir of Godless is not Mishtavish Tei Sairis. Maybe Rebbe Yehuda holds that the Shir of Godless is Ashat Haba Shachar. And we agree all Dina Godless, Rebbe Yehuda has a different Shita. So the Ramban proves that it can't be. The Ramban also in the Sugya, because the Mora says, Moide Rebbe Yehuda Mishabal, in the case where you made a Be'ilah, Rebbe Yehuda is Moide, that after two sides you cannot make Minyan anymore. And the more Rashi explains, because a person knows that the first Kedushin is only a Tabon Kedushin, a person would like to have Kedushin Deraisa, and therefore, as soon as he becomes a Gdoyla, he has Das to make a Kedushin Deraisa. So it's Mefurish, if so, that once there's two sides, she becomes a Gdoyla, even according to Shittas Yehuda. So the Ramban explains that the Olam it's borrowed that Rabbi Yehuda is masking that the Shir Godless is from two sides. However, Rabbi Yehuda holds that the Chacham wanted that a woman which had a kedushin when she's a ketana, which is only the abundant kedushin, and we wanted to give her a chance to make a miyun. We wanted to give her a chance to make a miyun once she comes to Bas Das. Then she can make the correct decision whether or not she wants that marriage. Kolzman she's a ketana, even though she wasn't mamayin, she didn't have the das yet, the correct das to make the correct decision. So we want to give her a chance after she became a bas das, and she has the das to make the correct tachlote, that she'll be able to machlit whether she wants that marriage. Therefore, the Chum said that although she's a gedoyla, once she was to Cyrus, after became, we still give her a chance to make miyun. But once it's Tarba Shachar, then she cannot make miyun anymore. The Rashbe adds, once it's Tarba Shachar, it's Tagdol Mamish. That's a bigger Shir of Godless, meaning to say that in the Shir of Godless itself, there's two Dargis. There's a Darg of two Zayiris, which she really Bas Das. There's a greater Darg of Godless, when she becomes a bigger Bas Das, when in Tarba Shachar, or according to Rabbi Yossi, Takef HaTore, according to Ben Shalkus, Techalkel. And at that point, when she's a Tagel Mamish, then Rabbi Yehuda is masking the Yadah Aloche, that once she became a Gedoyla, we did not let you miyun. However, in that in-between time, Chachamim wanted B'davka, that she be able to have the chance to make a miyun, and it's Mash Sebas Das, and therefore they pushed in that Zman, they said, at that time you can still make miyun. Now, there is a machloekes in the Gemara, whether Yehuda is Moide B'Shabal. The Gemara brings down that there are Amiram that hold that even B'Shabal, if Yehuda holds, he can still make miyun. Rav Kahana holds it, even if Yehuda holds, even if his man is a Be'ila, after you can make miyun, although there was a Be'ila, Achash Hebish Tesiris. So the Ramban says, we may suggest that the Pshat in Rav Kahana is that Rav Kahana holds that according to Yehuda, the Shir Godless is Misha Taiva Shachar. The Shir Godless is not Hevi Shtei Sairis, and therefore, even though she was a Bila after Shtei Sairis, she did not become a Gdol yet. And the Bila did not make Kedushin Deraisa. However, the Ramban says that's impossible to say, because in the Reish of the Mishnah says, Tidoka Shavi Shtei Sairis, Oichalot Sayim Sebemis, Echayemis Bechol HaMitzvus. She has a dinner of Gdoyla. And we don't find that Yehuda is Chaylik over there. We don't find that Yehuda argues and say, no, she only becomes a Gdoyla to make Chalitza and to be Chayim Chol HaMitzvus only in a later, only Mishtar HaShachar. So you see clearly that Yehuda is Moide to the Reish of the Mishnah. And it brings another Raya, because if Yossi says the Shir is Mishtakef HaTorah, if Yossi beforehand, the Zayim Dalav says that once it's Takef HaTorah, she becomes a Begeris. If you're going to say that according to Rabbi Yossi, Shi'urim, when the whole godless happens, so it comes out according to Rabbi Yossi, there's no Zman of Nairus at all. She's a Ketana until Takef HaTorah, and once Takef HaTorah, she becomes a Begeres. That's impossible. As full Dini Torah, which are totally in Zman Nairus. So the Ramban says, it must be that this is Muskim according to Kuli Alme, that the sheer godless, according to all Tanaim Meshavish Tei Sairis. However, it's only a question that like we explained before, that the Chazal gave her a chance to make a Miyun even after she's a Gedolah. Then Rambam brings another Raya, because we don't find Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda and Ben Shalkis discuss a Tinek, only a Tinek guess. Now, if it's the question of when the Godless is, they should have discussed a Tinek. Must be, it's not a question of Godless, it's a question, Mr. Yemes and Gei Miyun, and therefore they only discuss Tinek, it's not Tinek. The Avosh of the Zman Omer says that although she lives a Be'ila, Afa became, she's going to make Miyun, and the Pshat of Zagrashi explains because that Zman Omer holds, we say, Kol Boyal, Das Kedushin, Nishonim, and Boyalim, like the Gemara explains in Meseches, Yivomis, that there's a sheet that holds Kol Boyal, Das Kedushin, Nishonim, and Boyalim, and therefore we don't say he means to make a new Be'ila. Now, the Ramban points out, it's coming out clearly that the Yisrael Shittis of Yehuda is that the whole din you can make a miyun after she's be gedolah d'rabbanan and the kalocha, and the rabbanan wanted to give her a chance to make a miyun after she's bas das. Now, if you hold like shitas rav the chigadli gadli bado, that once she becomes a gedolah with the raise, one may not make miyun anymore. So then there's no malka for this whole shitas of Yehuda. That Yehuda said that the chacham gave her a chance that although she's a gedolah, you can still make miyun. It's a raise the kalocha now became a kedusha the raise. So Rabban explains that everyone's masking and shitas of Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda does not hold of chigadli gadli bado. That which Rav holds in the Gemara Meseches Mivomis, Tavkuf Tes, that the Gemara has a tzadik chaponim in shitas Rav, Rav holds, they say the chigadli gadli bado, that's only in shitas chachomim. But in shitas of Yehuda, clearly he holds only Rabbanon, and other Rabbi, according to that, that would be good for the Yisrael of Machloikis, between the Chacham and Rabbi Yehuda, whether we say Chigadli Gadli Bado, and since Rabbi Yehuda holds, you don't say Chigadli Gadli Bado, it's only a question of the Rabbanon, then the Rabbanon wants to give her a chance to make a Miyun once she's a Bas Das. So it comes out of the Nekudas of Machloikis between the Chachamim and the other Tanoim, is whether we hold of this Svare that the Chachamim wanted to give her a chance to make Miyun when she's a Bas Das. Meaning to say, is the Kondra Bonon, the one she comes to Gdoilah, she should not be able to make Miyun. Chacham say, if so, as soon as she becomes she brings two sides, she became a Gdoilah, she cannot make Miyun. And Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yosef, and Shalkas all hold that since Rabbanon wanted to give Isha the Avsharis to make Miyun, therefore, when they gave Dine Miyun, they went with a different Shir Godless, because they wanted her to be able to have this chance that when she has a certain Dag of Das, which be'etzim she's a bas das, she should have the ability to make a miyun. That's the kudas hamachloikis. Now, when the Ramban explains with us that once she's yarba tarba shochar l'kuli alme, you cannot make miyun. He says a very interesting lashon. He says misheroba shochar afapi shemidayis einim kudeshes ta'kinu lo rabbonon nisuin. The rabbonon made for her nisuin. The Ramban is tzorich bir. The Ramban should have said, "Umishadaba shochor, abishem deraisein mukudeshes, einu yichoyl lemain." What does the Ramban mean to say? Ta'kinu lo rabbanon nisuin. So the Rashi in Yoseches Yivam is kuf tesam at beis. The Ramask Lutone says a similar lashon, and that will give us a bir gadol in the Ramban. The Ramban is discussing over here this rabbanon de kaloche of our Mishnah that, although the Kedushin of a Ketan is only Rabbanon, the Kedushin Af became, once she becomes the Gdoilah, she cannot make Miyun, the Marke the Islay, according to Rabbanon, once she brings two Sairis, according to Yehudim Shtar Bashochar. And he says, V'zeh L'shoinoi U'michi Godlo Ta'kinu Lo Rabbanon Nisuin Gemurin Ve'eino Mima Enes. Ta'kinu Lo Rabbanon Nisuin Gemurin Ve'eino Mima Enes. So it's Mavur in the Ramban, in the Rashbe, a gewaltige Sach. Kepshuta, you way understand the side of our Mishnah, that there's a bondic aloch, you can't make miyun. You understand that then in the maise miyun. Aloch is, you can make maise miyun. The bond said, maise miyun has to be when she's a ktan. Once she becomes a gdoila, that's not a zman, you could do a maise miyun. The Ramban and the Rashba teaching us that it's not a pshat. The bond didn't say any alochis in the maise miyun. Rather, the pshat says as follows. In the Ikra Alocha, the one's able to make Miyun, what's the Pshat? You have an Isuin here? You have a marriage? How are you able to make Miyun? The Pshat is, Rabbanon said, we'll be Mechadish at the Rabbanon Nisuin, the Rabbanon marriage. We're making to any soon she'enim gemurin. It's not a full-fledged marriage. It's a marriage that has a certain shiur in it, a certain shiur in it, and that gives you the koyach to be mafkiyet with a miyun. If the Rabbanim would have made the nisuin, that the Rabbanim did nisuin, a nisuin gemurin, then it would be impossible to mafkiyet with a miyun. So the Ramban of the Ajba is saying that the Rabbanim said that that which we're saying, that the kedusha of a ketane is not a full-fledged nisun, it's a nisun she'eni gemurin, and therefore you have the ability to be mafkir with miyun, that's only called matches a ketane. Once she becomes a gdoila, then we're going with the nisun. The original nisun becomes nigmar, and it turns into nisun gemurin, and therefore you can't make miyun. Because now this is a full-fledged nisun, which doesn't have the ability, doesn't have the afshoras to be menatik it, to mafkir it, through a miyun. So that's the Rabban saying ta'kinu lo rabbono nisuin, meaning to say they made into nisuin gemur, like the Ashba says. So ba'ofen that's it's mayor or chodesh in our mishneh, the yisoyah din of our mishneh, once she becomes a gdoilo, she can't make a ktano, is not a din that halacha the mice and miun can't be done anymore. Rather, it's halacha that the original kedushin turns into kedushin gemurin midrabban, of course. It turns the kedushin gemurin once she becomes a gedoyla, and therefore, since it's a nisun gemurin, it's impossible to do miyun any more. Now, why did the Rabbanim make this takana that once she becomes a gedoyla, you can't make miyun? Let it be the beer that it comes in nisun gemurin. But why did the Rabbanim make that? The Chayyim would say in Asvara that it's the same nisun. Why did the Rabbanim make this takana? So it seems from the Rishonim, it's not born in the Rishonim, but it would be nearer from the Rishonim, the Hittis Divrei Rishonim, in different places, the Mishnah Melech and Perek Beis, Melech Ishus Halacha Beis. I got the impression from them, and the Pshat is, the Rabbanim Luchayshish, that you're going to be Michlif, the Nisun of this Gdoila, with a Nisun of a normal Gdoila. And people will now realize that this Nisun is different than a normal Gdoila, because a normal Gdoila, the original kedushin was when she's a gedoyla. Mashenka, this gedoyla, although right now she's a gedoyla, but the original zmana kedushin was when she's a ketana, and she didn't have a father, and the chaloyis kedushin was only a bonon kedushin. So since the rabbanon were choyish to be a michlefe, therefore the rabbanon said that once she becomes a gedoyla, becomes a nisun gemurim, and now you don't have the ability anymore to mafkir with miyun. It's a full fledged nisun, just like every other nisun. That's the impression I got from the Rishonim. However, in Rashi, Be'osin the Sugi is a different beer. In this halacha, why in the Rabbanon made a takana, you cannot make a miyun after she becomes a gdoilo. Rashi says, B'dibra maskel shuv eini yichoy lemoin, afilu hachel yamei loim menes, tekevon shegdilo sho achas, v'loim michso, shuv eini yichoy limchois, v'chol lo kedushin kamoi, since she became a gdoilo, sho'achas, and the first second she became a gdoilo, she did not make a macho. It passed by 1 second of godless, and she wasn't moich yet, so she can't make a macho anymore. V'cholu lo kiddushin kamoi, and the first kiddushin now becomes chal. The Aruch HaNer understood Rashi means halacha v'chigadli gadli bado. Rashi says cholu lo kiddushin kamoi. The first kiddushin become chal. He means halacha the concept of chigadli gadli bado, and he's miskasha because pashtus the more than the membom of the alvus is muchach. We do not hold halacha of v'chigadli gadli bado. Why is Rashi explaining that going with the muslik of v'chigadli gadli bado? And the emes is more than that. Our sug is muchach that we don't not go on the chigad the gadli bado, because the Yehuda says that you can make miyun even after she brings two sidus. Like the Rabbanon's mechiyach, if Yehuda would go with the sheet of the chigad the gadli bado, it would be impossible to say that you can make miyun. Yehuda agrees she becomes a gdoila once she has two sidus. But the emesis, I think Rashi means something else totally. Rashi does not bechlal not mean the halach of the chigad the gadli bado. Let's learn well the Rashi. Rashi says the kevun shegdilo sho achas veloy michso shuv eini yechoyla limchois. Since she became a gdoilo, and at that point she wasn't moicha, she cannot be moicha anymore. Rashi is saying a tremendous thing. Chazal made a takone that she's able to be mamayin, and she's able to decide she doesn't want this marriage. Kol zman she's a ketanon, she did not make a miyun, so we did not have a miyun yet. Once she becomes a gdoila and she wasn't moiche, her not being moiche is not only a sheva al tase, that she wasn't moiche. Rather, we have in that a das haskome. She's a bas das, and she was not moiche. She's shown with that she's niche. She's niche with the marriage. Kol zman she's a ketanon, her das of positive das haskome is meaningless. She's not a bas das. So all we have is that she was not mamayin. But once she became a gdoila and she wasn't moiche, so not only do you not have miyun, you have a maise haskome, which is the opposite of miyun. It's the opposite of miyun. It's a direct das haskome. And since the kol rabbanon was that we're making the marriage up to her, she has the assurance to be mayin. So once she has a das haskome, that's saying lehegye that I want a marriage. So the tekanas miun is not applicable anymore because Chazal gave it up, made it up to her, and she said she's masking to it. That's what she's saying. Kevin shekdilu shahachas v'li michse shuv eini yecholo limchois, because we have a das haskome here. So the kloli miun is the skayim that Chazal said that's up to her, and that as she says cholu lo kiddushin kamoi, Rashi means to say, and now the first kiddushin became a kiddushin gemurim, like we said beforehand in the shir from the Rishonim, from the Ramban of the Rashbe, that the side of the din of miyun is that the kiddushin is not a kiddushin gemurim. There's a certain place that's missing in the kiddushin. It's nitin le mafkia through miyun. Once she's maskim, so now the first kiddushin comes chal gamri, and it becomes a kiddushin which now you can't play around anymore. She's maskim to it. She gave her das haskame, and you can't be moicha anymore. But now it became a kiddushin gemurim. Now there be a tremendous nafkemina between Rashi's hesber and the pashat hesber. According to Rashi, theoretically, it would be possible to be mamayin the first second of godless. So kipshutai, the bottom masak, and once she becomes a gdolah, she can't be mimayin anymore. Makes no nafkemina if she'll be mimayin the first second of godless, or only later on. Once you become a gdolah, you don't have the ability to be moich anymore. However, the Rav Rashi is saying, if she's moich the first second, she's able to be moich. There's no din at all that once she become a gdolah, she can't be mimayin. Rather, we're talking about she became a gdoila, and then after she wants to be moicha, then we say, since in the first second of her godless, she wasn't a moicha, so she lost her chance because she gave a das haskame, and now that's a direct opposite of miyun. It's a positive act, just the opposite of miyun, and therefore it was nigma the kedushin, and there's no possibility to be mayin anymore. Oh, so it comes out we have two drachim in the havonas advarim, why you can't be mamayin once you're gdoila in the shita, that's the rabbonim. Now, the Rishash and Mitzayin, the Rashi and Mavomad Aleph, says a whole totally different beer in why the rabbonim mesakin, you cannot be mamayin once you become a gdoila. Rashi says, Zeloshoinoi, loy tikna rabbonim miyum begdoila, dilma osi la mayin and neveles la acha shagodlo. That he have a ish the beer, shabot, the Yav Eishes Ish, the Bia Shabbala, Mishagodlo, Mekachalo. Says Rashi, the Rabbanu Wurm Mesach and Miyun, Dilmo Asi in the Moin, Hanevelis Lach Shagodlo. And once she's Nevelis Lach Shagodlo, she has a Kedushin the Rais. So Rashi is saying the reason why you can't make Miyun after she becomes a Gdoila is because if you're going to give her the ability to make a Miyun after she becomes a Gdoila, people will think she's able to come to make, to do miyun, b'chol gavni, in all cases. And now the truth is, that not in all cases she becomes a gdoila, is one still able to make a miyun. Because in a case that she had a bia, la'acha, she was nigdala. So now that bia made the kedushin the raisa. Because we say that a person knows that the first, original kedushin is only one of the kedushin, and when he does the bia now, he has asked to make it the kedushin the raisa. And b'chai gavni, you cannot make miyun. So therefore, if you're going to let her make a miyun, in a case, that she didn't have a bia, we're choishes that maybe she'll come to make miyun, even in the case where she had bia. Therefore, Chazal Masakin, that once she becomes a gdoila, you cannot make miyun anymore. That's a Rashi's mevad. So it comes out, the Rashi is soysim mishnosiv here, the Rashi's taking a different beer. Rashi, that Rashi, Be'emesin, is sort of beer, because that's only very good in the man the Amad he holds that you say kolab, that you say you don't say kolab boil al das kedushin yishayim boilim. You hold that she has a das to make a new kedushin. However, shita Shmuel maseches Yivamis, and that's the shita of Kana be us that we don't say this halacha that she has a das to make a new beer. Now rather we say kolab boil al das kedushin yishayim boilim. So then, according to the Amad Omar, what's going to be the whole reason of the halacha? You can't make a miyun once she becomes a gdoila. And to say that was that gufa nechleku, there's a machloikas gufa, what the reason why Chazal made it, then you can't memain once you become a gdoila, meichetesi, to say that, why didn't Rashi say one beer that goes the kuli alma? That's the choyre, ha'ore, gdoila v'chazoke, on that mahalach and Rashi. Now, according to both Rucham and Rashi, let's understand for a second, what's the pshat in Shitas Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda holds he can make a miyun until she becomes Tabe Shachar, and Rabbi Yehuda says that his Shita Tachafa Torah, Ben Shalkel says Asher Techalkel, what's he saying of that Shita? So, the Biro Luchoy has to be with the Rambanas Mavar, that the Chazal wanted to give her a ability to be make a miyun when she's a Bas Das. We made it up to her. We wanted to give her the ability to make a miyun shabbas das, and we didn't want to give her the we didn't want to make that she has to decide the first second. We gave her a certain zman when she's a bas das, and now she could sit on it and decide whether she wants a marriage. And therefore, the Rabbanan said, "But again, this din we consider godless only tagdol mamshuk tajbi says, which is tabe shachar. Until then, between Cyrus." And then she has das, she'll be able to make the correct achlote, whether she wants it or not. However, the way Rashi is mevain, that's mevom and aleph, that the reason why Chazal said, you cannot make miyun once she becomes a gdoilus, that's a gzeira. If you're gonna make miyun, once she's, maybe it's shtei sairis, we might come to make people might come to think that miyun helps, even a case that she did beer, then over there, it's the choyrik tzas kosher, because over there you can't say this svara that Chazal wanted to give her the afsharas to do miyun even though she's a gdoila, because if we're coming to cover this chashash, you didn't cover the chashash by saying she could do miyun until she's taba shachar. So if kosoi, people will think that that just like in this case you could do miyun even though shevi shtei sairis, so too she could do miyun even in a case where there's a bila after shtei sairis before taba shachar. And if the whole reason why Chazal misakin not to make a miyun once she comes a gdoil is to cover that this confusion of confuse a godless with a bila, the godless without a bila, then it's kosher ma'oid that they should make a new shir of godless, when in truth with the din that you cannot make any mir anymore in the case of Baal is totally depend on shtei sairis. V'tzorich iyun b'zeh latzachoyre eshtai ka'or. Kifi anire, the bir advarim has to be that although the yisrei takana was because of this chash, but the way they're masakin it was, it's totally in godless, and since that's the Yehudi wanted to give it a chance, like the Ramban explains, to make a miyun when she becomes a gdoila. Therefore, Chazal said that the copy of this din, the sheer godless, is a different sheer. And it's not dependent on each case whether you have the gzeira or not. The gzeira is only a tam kloli, why Chazal made takone, but now has own gedorim of dine godless, and they gave a different sheer godless, copy this halacha, like the Ramban explained, because they want to give her the ability to make a miyun after she has the bas das and she has the proper understanding to decide whether she wants a marriage or not. Now, until now, we were going that's a din borer, that she's not able to make miyun once she becomes a gdoila. That's a din borer, whether it's the dais or the rabbanon, but that's a din kule alma, you cannot make a miyun once she becomes a gdoila. However, there is a shita siri shayinim that's choylik on this whole din. The Ramban in Sefer Aschus on the Gilin Arif in Yevamos Daf Kuf Yutes, Daf Kuf Tes, brings down a shita from the Yishayinim Kadmoinim, a sefer called Sefer Hamisivis, not Nisivis, Misivis, that this shita holds that the whole din of our Mishnah says that you can't make meal once she becomes a gdoila, does not mean any case become a gdoila. It means only And the case that she became a gdoila and there was beer, was baal, only then is the halacha that with the abonon, you cannot make meal anymore. However, and if there was, she became a gdoila and there was no meal, then the kuli alma you're able to make, then you're able to make a meal, although she is a gdoila. The Rajba over there in his Chidushim also brings down the Shita Sri Shainim. Now, Lechoyre, there's a Pele Gedoyla on the Shita. Lechoyre, it's Muchach that the Mishnah is discussing in case of Loi Baal, because the Mora brings down that the Mishnah says that Yehuda is Choylik, and the Mora says, Moide Yehuda Kesha Baal, Yehuda is only Choylik by Loi Baal. By Baal, Yehuda is Moide. So if Yehuda is Moide by Baal, must be that the Yehuda and the Chacham are discussing in case of Loi Baal, and on that the Chacham say, those Loi Baal, you cannot make Miyun, according to Yehuda, Mishataba Shachar, according to the Chachamim, right away. So it's clear that the halacha that you can't make Miyun once you become a Gdolila is even by Loi Baal. So Ramban explains, Enechanami, according to the Shita, if Yehuda is Moedik Shabbal, it's Muchach that this din, the economic Miyun anymore, is even a case of Loi Baal. However, the Sefer Masivis means to say that if you hold that you don't, that Yehuda is talking about even a case of Baal, mean to say, the whole club boil das kedushin yishenim and boilin, like the sheet of Shmuel in Maseches Yevamos, and then we have no hechrich, we have no mekar to say this chiddush that which can I make me once you come to boil is in my loy boil. Ain't the chabayel kedushin, the mishnah could be only a case of boil. Seemingly the pshat is a b'emesin, minasvari would have said, that even if she comes to Gdoyla, you can still make meal, and why not? The original Kedushin was the one in the Kedushin. Meicha takes you to say that this original Nisuin changes colors and has different dinim now. If till now the loch of this Nisuin was able to be mine, it should have the same loch to continue on. No, we have a Mishnah that tells us not like that. So, Ein l'chabel chidushai, hovd loy loysef lo, only as much as his mamash muchak on the Mishnah, we say not more than that. And therefore, according to the Shita that Yehuda is matir to be make miun even after Shtei Sairis, even in the case of Baal, so we have no makar, no hechrich to say the Mishnah is talking about the case of Loi Baal, and I guess Stam Ishvi Isha, there is a Baal, Ishvi Isha live together, there is a Baal, so mehechit eis in mechadish, that you cannot make a miun by boyfriend is Loi Baal. And then the Chanami will come out a machlokes amidom whether this din that you can't become a gdoil, that you cannot make miun once you become a gdoil, is a dafka by boal or even by loy boal. And the Sefer Masivis is paskining that we hold klal boal al das klushin mishrim and boalim. And that was the Gemara Maseches Yevamos says that we paskin like Rab, like Rab, not like Shmuel, is only b'negeh the other nidin, but we say chigadi gadi bado. But in this Needn, whether we say kol boil das kedushin mishrim and boilim, we pass like Shmuel that you say kol boil das kedushin mishrim and boilim, and therefore we hold that according to Yehuda is even a case of Baal, and therefore it could be the chama also talking about Baal, and we have no mekar, no source to say that there's a derabon dekaloche that you cannot make miyun once you become a gdoila, even a case of loy Baal. Now, there's a big problem that avonis advarim. The Sefer Masivis holds that with the Rabban you can make miyun even though she became a gdoila. When it's Baal not, why should Baal be different? Where is Baal Milo Moirit? The Pashat, the Fumriyata you would say, because by Baal, as a question of a Kedushin Reisa. Since there's a Baal over here, so there's Das Kedushin. But that can't be. The Rabban just explained to us that the whole sheet of Sefer Masivis is only if you're going that you say Kol Boil Das Kedushin Yishenim and Boilim. We don't say that with the Baila. There was a new kedushin happening over here. So if so, if we're going with the sheet that holds, you don't say that there's a new kedushin happening. So if so, mali loy baal. Just like by loy baal, one is able to make a miyun. So too, in the case of baal, you should also have to make a miyun. Why is it more chomer if there's a baal than there's no loy baal? So I think the pshat as follows. The Maila Baal is only as far in the Abon de Katakonis. And the Pshat is as follows. We explained before that besides Rashi, Rashi of Ba'as, Rashi of Menvav, in the Pashas of Yishayim, the Hidus Divrei Yishayim, it's Nire, although it's not in Furish, that the Yisrael of the Din, that the Rabbanu Masak, and he cannot make Miyun, once he becomes a Gdol, is, because it's Michlafe, with normal Yisuin, people won't realize this Yisuin is different. So, the Pshat as follows, that in a case of Baal, there's more of a Chshash of Michlafe than Loi Baal. But Loi Baal, we don't see clearly that it's Yisuin Gdol, we didn't see any Maise, which we could think, we could assume that there was a Maise Kiddushin. The only Ma'is Kedushin which we saw the Fanenu was the original Ma'is Kedushin, which was when she's a Ketana. However, where there's a Baal, so it looks as if she's in a normal Nesua of a Gdoila. We see a Ma'is Kedushin Fanenu, we see a Be'ila, he's living with her, and doing a Ma'is, which could be a Ma'is Kedushin. So with there, there's more of a Chashash and Michlefe. We see that the husband lived with his wife, which looks like a Ma'is Kedushin, and the act became, you saying that she can be Mayan, and the people come to say that anytime you marry, you do Maisa, Kedushin and Gdoila, you're able to make Milan, and people won't realize that over here is different, because this Maisa Be'ila, since it was a Kedushin beforehand, you say, called Boyal, that's Kedushin and Boyalim. So it's more of a Chashash of Michlefe. But Loi Boal, it's less of a Chashash of Michlefe, because no one saw Michlal when she was a Gdoila, a Maisa which we could confuse to be a Maisa Kedushin. So it comes out that in the Rabbonim de Kaloche, Rabbonim Masakim, because of the Michlefe, that we can't make a meal once you go to Gdoila, there's a bigger Mokum Chashash in a case where it was a Baal than Loi Baal. So it comes out, even if this Shita, that's the Yisoya Adinavun of our mission is Rabbonim de Kaloche, just they hold that the Rabbonim de Kaloche you only have a Baal, not by Loi Baal. Now, there is, however, a big cash on this shita, which Ramban asks, the mission of Chulin, daf chavav mebeis, very important mission to our sugya. The mission says, kol mokim sheish miyun, ein chalitza. V'chol mokim sheish chalitza, ein miyun. Meaning to say, any place that you have miyun, meaning to say that she's still a ktana, and you're able to make miyun, there's no chalitza, you can't make chalitza. But the law is that in order to make chalitza, you have to be a gedolah. The Gemara says, the isha, the ivam is hukash to the ish, and you need to have that she's a gedolah. V'chol mokim sheish chalitza, meaning to say that she's a gedolah, she brought two sidus, ain't mean, you cannot make mean anymore. So, Frekta Ramban, it's mefurish to the mission, v'chol mokim sheish chalitza, ain't mean. Once she becomes a gedolah, you can able to make chalitza, ain't mean. According to the Sefer HaMesivis, that's not true, only according to certain Amiram. But according to the Amiram, the whole, you don't think, they say called Boyal, that's Kedushin Hashem Boyalim. So our mission is talking about Dafka, a case of Baal, not Loi Baal, but Loi Baal, one is able to take Miyun. So how can the mission say, Kol Mokum Sheish Chalitza, Ein Miyun? That's the Choyre, a Peleg Gedoyal on this Shita. So Ramban says in Mechudosh Shekipshat in the Mishnah, that according to the Sefer HaMesivis, the mission that says Kol Mokum Sheish Chalitza, Ein Miyun, does not mean to say that Ein Miyun on a prior Kedushin. Rather, it means to say, Kol Mokum Sheish Chalitza, any place that the girl is able to make chalitza, she has the sheer godless, she's able to make chalitza, ain miyun, you cannot make miyun on a kedushin that will happen in that zman. A kedushin that happened the time that she's able to make chalitza, you won't be able to make a miyun on that kedushin. Plus, you learn the mission. The mission means, kol mokum sheish chalitza, ain miyun, means to say, ain miyun on a prior kedushin. So Zamban, according to the Sefer Masivis, the pshat in the mission is, Kol mokum sheish chalitza ein miyun on any kedushin which will happen at that time. The Ramban points out that the Ramban worked out beforehand. We said before for the Ramban that according to the Amiram, the whole of Yehuda is moida by Baal, must be that the mission is discussing loy Baal, and the halacha is that once she becomes a gedolah, she cannot make mean anymore. So according to that, those Amiram, the mission means kipshuta kol mokum sheish chalitza ein miyun on a prior kedushin. According to other Meiram, the mission means Kol Mokum Sheish Chalitza Ein Miyun on a Kedushin which is happening at that time. So it comes out, there's a Machloikas HaMeiram, according to the Sefer HaMesivis, through the email, there's a Machloikas HaMeiram, how to learn the mission Kol Mokum Sheish Chalitza Ein Miyun, how do we tie it to the Mishnah? Does the Mishnah mean to say Ein Miyun on a prior Kedushin? Or does it mean Ein Miyun on a Kedushin which is happening at that time? And La Loche, they're paskening that the Mishnah, that we say called Boyal, that's Kedushin and Boyalim, and the whole Mishnah by us, in case of Baal. So, if so, the Mishnah, La Loche, in Chulin means, Kol Mokum Sheish Chalitza Ein Miyun, it means, Ein Miyun, the Kedushin which happened at that time. However, the Ramban points out, the Gemara over there says in that Mishnah, Omer Abihuda, Omer Rav, Zu dibri chachamim. Aval, Behuda soiver, Behuda holds, even a place which you have chalitza, you have mean. Why? Because Behuda said, Achatabah shachar. Meaning to say that the Mishnah said, "Kol Mokshei Chalitza Ein Miyun." When you have Chalitza, when she has two sides, Ein Miyun, you can't make Miyun anymore. Says Rav, that's only according to the Chachamim. However, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you have a case of Yesh Chalitza and Yesh Miyun. Rabbi Yehuda holds that between the time of sires and Taiba Shachar, one is able to make Miyun. At that point of time, you're able to make Chalitza, she's a Gdoyla, and Afbi Kain, you're able to make Miyun, because clapping the din of Miyun, Chazal were Meikol, and Chazal said, we go Tagdol Mamish, we said beforehand, and stall in Taiba Shachar. So says Rav, comes out, that Komang Sheich Chalitza, Yesh Miyun, according to Shitas, Rabbi Yehuda. Frankly, Ramban, that's all good if the Mishnah Komang Sheich Chalitza Ein Miyun means Ein Miyun on a prior Kiddushin. But if you're going to say the Taich of the Mishnah Komang Sheich Chalitza Ein Miyun means that a Kiddushin was happening that time, so then even according to Rabbi Yehuda, you won't be able to make Miyun. Because we remember, the Ramban explained beforehand, that we said from the Ramban, that's Borer, Rabbi Yehuda's maskim, that you become a Gdoyle once you bring two sides. The whole Rabbi Yehuda of Taiba Shachar is a Shir Mesuyemes of Godless Klape Hilchus Miyun, but Klape all other Dinim, of course you become a Gdoyle once you bring two sides. So if so, if you make Kiddushin at that time, it's Kiddushin Deraisa. So even though Rabbi Yehuda holds that you can make Miyun, that's only an applied Kiddushin, not Kiddushin that happened at that time. So how could Rav say that according to Rabbi Yehuda, B'chmokn Sheyesh Chalitza Yesh Miyun, If the Mishnah means Ein Miyun and the Kiddushin was happening at that time, Rabbi Yehuda agrees to that. That's what Rabban asked. Rabban Mitchila says, this is in his Chidushim, Masechas Yevamos, Mislav Kuftes, it's a Peirush Meshubish, we can't say this pshat. Then Rabban says, a very Geshmak Lecheshbin, he said that we just worked out beforehand that how to be Mevad, the Mishnah, Komang Shish Chalitz Ein Miyun, is dependent on Machlaik Samiram. According to the Amiram, that Rabbi Yehuda is discussing Loi Baal, and by Baal, Rabbi Yehuda is Moide, then Bakor Chalar Mishneh in Nidath Nun Bezim Dalif is discussing Loi Baal, and as once you come at Doyle, you can't make Mion Bechol Gavni, so in the Mishneh Skipshuta, you call Mong Sheish Chalitza Ein Mion on a prior Kedushin. And the whole Pshat that we said, Kol Mong Sheish Chalitza Ein Mion means on a Kedushin which happened at that time, is only according to the other Meiram, Shol Aloch. Says that Ramban, who's the Mordish Shmaitz over there in Mesechis Chulin? The Mordish says, Omer Rabbi Yehuda, Omar Rav. Now we know Rav in Meseches Yivam Mislav Kuftes, which we said over beforehand earlier in this year, that the Rav says that we Kalaboyel is that Aldas Kedushin, not Kedushin Rishonim. Adam Yideya, the first Kedushin is only Kedushin Rabbanon, and when he makes the Beila now, he means to make a new Beila. The same Kedushin. So it comes out, according to Rav, Rav Yehuda has to be talking about Loi Baal, not Baal, because the Baal becomes, it turns into the Kedushin, there's a new Kedushin happening. So Rav Shitasei, Rav holds that Yehuda is moided by Loi Baal, he's Bakorch Moik in the Mishnah Belt by Loi Baal. And the halacha is that even if Loi Baal, you cannot make Miyun once you become a Gdoila. So then the Pshat in the Mishnah, Komang Shish Chalitza, a Miyun means Kipshutai, a Miyun on a prior Kedushin. And the Chanami, the Gemara over there in Chulin, it does not shtim, it's not oil b'kain echad la'aloche, which we hold that there is no din that you cannot make chalitza once. I'm sorry, you cannot make miyun once k'magdoyle. And according to us, the Taich in the Mishnah, he called mukshish chalitza a miyun means a miyun, and a kedushin happened that time. It is a shtikal doichik. It's a doichik tzas to be moikim that the Gemara is being soisim a memre, which doesn't, with it's not oil la'aloche. But like upon him, the man says that the Bala Memre that was there is Rav. According to Rav, it's that the Mishnah Kumim Shalitza means a prior Kedushin. So then it's very Geshmak that Rabbi Yehuda it is Choylik on that. So to summarize what we were Zoichti Mevar, the Mishnah Be'os is a din that once you come to the Kanamik Miyun, there's one Mahalach in Mesechus Kivamis, it's a Dreis Adika Halacha, because of the Chigali Gadli Bada. The other Mahalik is the Rabbanon Dika Halacha, Kapshuta that the Abon Nikadina is the ones who become a Gdoli can make Milan. The Sheet of the Sefer Masivis is only by the case of Baal. The Tam Adob of the Abon Nikaloche. So we said it seems from the Rishonim, the impression from the Rishonim is that it's because of Chashash of Michlefe with the normal Gdoli. Rashi has two different biurim. Rashi also says because once she become a Gdoli, she wasn't Moiche, then she was Maskim. Once she was Maskim, can't be Moiche. It's Chol Kedusha Kamoi. And Rashi, and the Mevav of the Alev says the Pshat is because it's a chash that people think you make a meal in the case of Baal, and by Baal, you surely cannot make a meal anymore, because then you have a new Kiddush. Now, we said it before from the Ramban, that the Ramban was coming to say Pshat, maybe Yehuda, Yehuda was holding Achat Arba Shachar, and the Ramban explained that, what's the Pshat, maybe Yehuda? Ramban offered, maybe you'll say the Pshat is, maybe Yehuda holds, the sheer godless is only Arba Shachar. And the Ramban proved that can't be. And he brought two rayas. His first raya was from the fact that the Gemara says that Rebbe Yehuda is moiled by Baal. If he's moiled by Baal, must be that Rebbe Yehuda agrees that once she has two sayas, she becomes a gdoila. And secondly, because Rebbe Yehuda is not choylik on the reach of the Mishnah, and he's mask miuchai besayris. Thirdly, by tinik is not choylik. So from that, all those the three rayas, Ramban has mechiyach, that the whole Rebbe Yehuda Rebbe Yehuda is masking that the Sheir Galus is two Sairis, just but again, the din of Mion, Chazal gave a bigger Sheir of Godless, because Chazal wanted to give her the ability to make a Mion after she's a Bastas. However, the Ikra Hanoche of the Ramban is not Muskim. There's a Neuridiku Toysvis in Bob Basse, that Kufnun Vomud Aleph. Toysvis says, Rezel Shoinoi, Miu Tzorich Iun. Taisa says, if Rebbe Yehuda is saying as halacha that the Sheir Galus is Shetar Bashachar only Gabe Milun, or even Gabe other halachas. So it's Mefurish and Taisa, it's a Taisa Mistapik, that Rebbe Yehuda is a din for all Dine Galus. Taisa says, Rebbe Yehuda is saying Gabe Milun, Davke, Oiloi. So, it's a pelagadol. What are we going to do with the rice of the Ramban? The Mishnah Melech in Perek Beis Melachas Ish Salacha Beis. He discusses this question. They didn't have the Rishonim. He discusses what's the pshat in Rebbe Yehuda, and he brings these two rice to the Ramban. That he doesn't mean pshat in the Ramban. He brings it from himself that he proves that Rebbe Yehuda must be only with the Rabbanon. But when he gave the rice, Rebbe Yehuda agrees that the Sheir Galus is for all other dinim, from two sires, from these two rayas, from the fact that Baal is moide, and he's not chaylik on the reisha. And he's metame ma'oid on Taisim Mabasr. Now, Mishnah Melech brings a third raya, a fourth raya actually, which is the chayra raya gedoyla v'atsume. And he brings a raya from the Gemara in Chulim, which he said over before. The Gemara in Chulim says that according to Yehuda, you have a case of Yesh Chalitza, Yesh Miyun. Because once she brought to Cyrus Yesh Chalitza, and after became, you're able to do Miyun at Shetar Bashachar. Soktem Helig Mishnah Melech, if you're going to say that Yehuda holds, that when you hear all Dine Godless, you should Godless Shetar Bashachar, how could the Gemara say that according to Yehuda, it's a case of Yesh Chalitza and Yesh Miyun? It's not true. According to Yehuda, it's Ein Chalitza. If you hold that Rebbe Yehuda agrees that you become a gedoyla midiraisa for all dinei toire by shtei sairis, so then it's nochin moed. It's a case of yesh chalitza. But if we're going to say like Tosis Mistapik that according to Rebbe Yehuda the sheer godless for all dinei toire is mishatar b'shachar, comes out that it's ein chalitza, you can't make chalitza until shatar b'shachar. That's the Mishnah Melech asks, and he's metame moed on Tosis. Chassam Tzoyf in his Chedushim wants to say a big Chedush. Lo'olam, it's correct what Tosfos is saying, that Rebbe Yehuda holds the Sheir Galus is Tar B'Shachar. That's the Pshat Shit to say Rebbe Yehuda, like Tosfos is mistapik. Just, says Chassam Tzoyf, that although clap all Dinei Torah, Rebbe Yehuda holds the Sheir Galus is Tar B'Shachar, when it comes to Chalitza, Rebbe Yehuda agrees that the Sheir is Tei Sairis. Why is that? So he says, because we don't find that Yehuda says halacha by Tinoik, only by Tinoik, yes, which we really said beforehand, Ramban wants mechiyach from that Yehuda is only a swarm of Suyemes, klape miyun. However, the daset loisvis must be meizetam. It's cholik tinik and tinoikis. Tinik, he becomes a godel by Cyrus. By tinoikis, meizetam, her godless only comes when it's taba shochar. But if so, says Chasam Soifer, the Gemara says that by the parsha chalitza, the Torah is makish each ala ish. And the emes is, doesn't say bechlal the parsha lotch and isha, the whole mekar, that you need a gdoila by chalitza. So the Torah is makish the yavama to the yabin. Says Chasam Soifer, since when you get chalitza, the whole mekar that you need a gdoila is from the fact that the Torah is makish yavama to yabin, like the Gemara says by us, isha ala ish. Therefore, when it comes to Hilchas Chalitza, we say that godless of Isha is the same sheer godless of Ish. Both of them is by two Cyrus. And therefore, although for all other Dina of Yehuda holds, the sheer godless is Tahabah Shachar, when it comes to Chalitza, the sheer godless is Shtei Cyrus. So says the Chasam Sofer in Chidushim in Chulin, the Chavovim Abbeis. And Meila says, Miyushav Eitiv, the Kasha the Mishnah Melech. It's correct that the Mishnah says that according to Yehuda's Mishkachas, they meet on the same Zman, they're able to make chalitza because klapei hilchas chalitza become a gdoila from the zman of two sides. What still stays very shver is other three rais of the Ramban. First of all, if so, why is the Yehuda made by Baal? Secondly, why is the Yehuda not chalik in the Reisha? And thirdly, the Ramban brought rai from Rabbi Yossi. If you can say according to Rabbi Yossi, after Takafat Torah, she only becomes a Gdola at that time. The Gemara, and the from Zion says that once she becomes a Takafat Torah, she becomes a Begeres. It's come out, according to Yehuda, according to Yehuda, there is no Zman of Nairis, and that's impossible. There's full Dide Torah, Atoli, and Zman of Nairis. Those kashes are Take, Tzorich, Iyim Godl. Let's continue on in this sugya. The Gemara brings down that, Shita Sebishmol, is that even after she becomes a gdoil, one can still make miyun. The Mora says, "Omlu kahana loy kachoy ma'is ve'bita shal bishmol shabosta beisamedish l'mayin ubnom murkav akseifa ve'oyis ha'yoyim huskru dvar shal bishmol beisamedish ubach sabechir gdoil beisamedish omru tovah she'omer oyis etzadi yikoshal bezaloi tovah avihuda ha'mashmul bishmul bishmol Vuhulo in esposa asura on esposa muteres veishlocha acheres she'abishol in esposa muteres veizu zu shekedusha kedushi tos she'afapi shebna murkav akseifa ma'enes v'alechesla benim nevugamru almosi basa ma'enes ach tavish teisaitis. So Rashi in Tosfos and Mevar that Rabbi Shmuel was discussing kedushi tos, that means a kedusha al tnai, but a kapana of Yehuda said Rabbi Shmuel said you're able to make miyun even though Bnam Murkel like Seifa, there was a bila afterwards, after became able to make Miyun, and Huadin, Kedusha Katnis is the same thing. Rabbi Shmuel was also discussing Kedusha Katnis, and Rabbi Shita Seb Shmuel is able to make Miyun, even though she has Simonim, even though it was Baal, Rabbi Shmuel holds, you're able to make Miyun the Oil Mi'at. That's before Shita Seb Shmuel Pashtas. Now, the Mora says, Nimnu Gamru, that you only can make Miyun until Shtei Shtairis, so Rashi takes and learns Nimnu Gamru that we do not pass like Rabbi Shmuel. However, other Yishayim learn Pshat differently. That Bemis is Rabbi Shmuel was discussing Kedusha Katnis. Kedusha Tos, not Kedusha Katnis. Now other takes and says that Rabbi Shmuel meant both. No, they made him Mitchil, they thought that we could compare both things, and just like by Kedusha Tos, one can make Miyun even with Nabuch of Akseifa, so too by Kedusha Tos. Nimnu Gamru says the Ramban, Nimnu v'gam, that's not true, that Rabbi Shmuel was only discussing Kedusha Tos, but Kedusha Katnis, Rabbi Shmuel agrees that once she becomes a Gdoila, she cannot make Miyun anymore. So Machoik Sishayinim, whether we have a Rabbi Shmuel that's Chaylik or not. Now it's important to point out, Rabbi Shmuel was discussing Kedusha Tos, so where does it come in Miyun at all? It's Mavu over here, a big Yisoid, which I think the Maram points out also in the Sugya, that by Kedusha Tos, with the Rabbanan is halacha, you need a miyun. You don't just say that since you made a Tanai, the Tanai wasn't the Skyim, so there's nothing happening over here. With the Rabbanan, you need a miyun, and that's what the Gemara is comparing, the miyun of Kedusha Tos, Kedusha Katnis. Now, if Rabbi Shmuel, whether according to Rashi and Tosfos, Rabbi Shmuel really holds like that, according to the other Yishayim, the Gemara had a halving that Rabbi Shmuel held like that, Rabbi Shmuel holds you able to make miyun forever. The pshat in that's very simple, because like we discussed beforehand, the emesin, the original kedushin is a kedushin which is a ktana, the abundant kedushin. The emesin, if they're abundant, they should be able to make kedushin the miyun in this kedushin. Since it's the abundant kedushin, one should have thought that you're able to make kedushin even in a gedayla. Rather, the pshat is like we said, we discussed beforehand, with the abundant once you come to gedayla, you cannot make miyun anymore for the different various reasons we discussed beforehand, whether it's halacha lemaisa miyun, halacha nisulin, becomes nigmar. Rabbi Shmuel doesn't hold of all this. Rabbi Shmuel holds that if the Chacham said that a kedusha katnis is a kedushin she'ein gemurim and you're able to make miyun, nothing changes when she comes to gdoila, as long as there's no numayis kedushin happening, nothing changes, and therefore one can still make miyun. The Gemara further on the Amud discusses that it's possible to have simonim with gumis even though you have no sairis. It's possible to have simonim with gumis even though there's no sairis. So Taisis and Amadeus says because of this halacha that there's gumis even though there's no sairis, she becomes a gdoila. Taisis says a big halacha that what's halacha if Katana was in Skatcha, now she became a gdoila, and you check her out, you buy the car, and you don't find any simonim. You don't find any sairis. Can she make mean or not? So simply you would say, l'chayr, yes, why not? There's no sairis. And we're not choshe shamanoshru when it comes to the abundant halachis. One should be able to make miyun. Says Taisvis that since the Gemara says that gumis also make godless, and us, ain't on the bekiyim, live the begumis, we don't have the bekiyis to be baidik and gumis, therefore, we're mechuy to be choshe that maybe there are gumis there and we don't see it. And so is Paschal Shulchan Aruch, it's in Kufnan Hey, Si'if Cha Beis. The Beis Shmuel points out a very important Nekuda. He says, it's a Safik, maybe you have Gumis. Now, even on the Tzad, there is Gumis, she's a Gdoila. What's the problem? You can't make Miyun. When they're Abanon, you can't make Miyun once she becomes a Gdoila. It's only a question of the Abanons. You should say, Safik, they're Abanon Lekula. Says the Beis Shmuel, important Yisoy, that which you say, Safik, they're Abanon Lekula, is only when it's a proper Safik. When it's a Kisoy Yediyah, it's our lack of knowledge that you don't say with the klal of Safik Rabbanu Lekula, and therefore it doesn't apply with Safik Rabbanu Lekula. The Sivrei Taira in the Sefer Chilut Halachis, which is Chidushim Al Tzei De'Adafim, it's printed now in the New Gemara, the Oizvah Hodeh Gemara, they printed in the back of the Gemara, conveniently. However, he says that it's not like a Taz. The Taz in other places in Mavur, not like that, that he holds a Chisoy Yediyah, does have the Safik Rabbanon, and this Mishmul is being further than that Taz, according to the Taz, we Bishver are Taisvis. And the Kedina that Gumis, even though there's no Cyrus, you have a Simon. There's two ways in the Yishayim, I have to understand it. Other Yishayim seem in the Pshat is because the Gumis itself is a Simon. The Ramam, however, is Mavur, that the Pshat's differently. The Pshat is that if there's Gumis, we can assume that there were for sure Cyrus. The Chayim point out, to be enough Kamina Laloche, what will be if you find Gumis, and in the Gumis you have a Heer, which the Heer doesn't have a Sheer Sar, doesn't have the Sheer of a Seyer. The Mishnah Bay says that if an Orpha Seyer to be considered a Seyer, it has to have a specific Sheer, to know what the Sheer is. So if you hold it, you show the Gum itself is a simin, so even though the sayer is nothing, af bikain should be a gedoyla. However, if you hold the Rambam, the whole Indian of Gumis is that we can assume there was sayer there, and therefore, even though you don't find Lefanecha now, we'll assume that there for sure was sayer there. That's only if you don't find sayer there. But if you see the sayer and you see Lefanecha, the sayer does not have a shear, then she won't be a gedoyla, although she has Gumis. The Gemara on the base brings down Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, that it's possible. Now, the Tanakam is Mavur two Chidushim. The first Chidush Tanakam is Mavur is, the two Sayers don't have to be one place. They can be in two different places. The second Chidush is, that the two Sayers do not have to be in the Mokam Erve, anywhere in the body. I feel God be Kishat Zvizel. Comes along the Chum, they say, actually, you base Sayers in Mokam Echot. So, Kipshuta, the Abban are only arguing on the first Halacha, that the Tanakam has said, they can be in two different places. They're arguing that they cannot be in two different places. But the other Din that the Tanakam has said, that you do not need to have the Cyrus in the Mokum Erve that the Rabban agreed to, and as long as you have two sides together, it's fine. She's a Gdoila. This is the sheet of Rav Yishayim, the Ramban, but also the Sugya, the Rajbe, the Ritva, all the Yishayim say this halacha that we see from this Gemara that you don't need Mokum Erev. However, the Rambam in Perek Beis Milchas Ishes, he says clearly that you don't become a Gdoila unless you have two sides in the Mokum Erev. So the Yishayim over here, also Mavar, the Rambam, learned actually Beisayis Mokum Echod is come to say two chidushim. It's come to say that it be together. But Mokum Echod means it has to be the Mokum Erve. Mokum Echod means the Mokum Hamiyuchid in the special place Mokum Hamiyuchid. And therefore, the Allah behold, like the Chamim, you only can have a Sayis in the Mokum Erve. However, the Biagro in Simen Kufnan Hay Sivkotn Samach Beis is Mitzayin Apishim Shaisa Rambam. That's Mavur, a totally different Makar. Where you're coming from, that you need Dachke Makom Erve. Lo'ilu Miram learned Kipshute, the Braise doesn't hold of the Din of Makom Erve. Rather, the Makor for the Ramam is, Ramam Pirshu Mishnayis, in Seif Perek Beis, Seif Perek, the tenth Perek Vivamis, he brings a Raya, that Allah is that you need Dachke Makom Erve, because the Gemara, in Vivamis, is discussing Simon Isris, the different Simonim for Isris, and the Mora says, at times you need all the Simonim in order to be Nechshav Isris, at times it's enough one of the Simonim. The Mora says, if the Isris has a Zok and has a beard, then in order to be Nechshav Isris, you need all the Simonim. Says the Rambam, how is that possible? Once he has a beard, he has Simoni Godless. You're not Isris then. The whole Muslim of Isris is someone who's not Simoni Godless. So the Rambam, we see from there that the Sayers, the Simonim, have to be Dafke in the Mokum Erev. That's the Rambam is Mekor for the Halach. So says the Biagra, so the Rambam learned that Braise is Chelik Ar Braise. And the Rambam passed on that Braise, very Gishmak. Mechsam Soifer says a beautiful Deacon Rashi. Rashi says, Ben Kishatz Beisel, Ve'enu Meviya Seyor Ad Shetagdol. Rashi discussing the Seyor on the fingers, he says, Enu Meviya Seyor Ad Shetagdol. What does Rashi want with that? Rashi should say that you have Simonim. Says the Chassam Sofer that Rashi learned like the Rambam, that you need Dafke Seyor B'mokum Erevet. And Rashi learned that no one's chelik on that. So Rashi was bothered, well, how could Tanakhama say, Agabe Kishatz Beisel, make you into a gedolah, you don't have a mokum erev. Says Rashi, the pshat is totally different. It's not the pshat that these sires that you have, a kishat we sell, they're the sires that are making a gedolah. Rather, we have a chazoke, we have a umdene, that never happens to a woman, that she sees sires, a kishat we sell, only after she became a gedolah. And must be that she had simonim, a mokum erev. You're not finding it now, not true. But as long as we see Cyrus, Agabekisha Tresel, must be there was Simonim. So the Olam, you need Mokum Erve. Just the Kisha Tresel is a Yichocha, the Raya, that there were Cyrus in the Mokum Erve. It's a very, very Geshmak of Pshat Nashi. However, the Aloche, the Rambam didn't seem to learn like that, because the Rambam is not being down Aloche, Agabekisha Tresel. So it would be near the Rambam learned, like the Pashas of Braise, that this Braise is really old. You do not need Mokum Erve, and Aloche, behold, you need Dafke Mokum Erve. According to Shitas Rashi, it wouldn't be a stira, and although it's true that Aloche, the Simon and Asim Mokum Erve, after became a Bekishot Reisel, would be a Simon, because even though it itself is not the Simon Godless, it's a proof that there were Simonim.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any Daf and Shas, including Myra McClamis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com. Shasilluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Moshe Merrifeld. Maseches Nida is dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yaakov Deckelbaum, Le'iloi Nishmas, Rav Eliyahu ben Rav Nota Getzel, Rachel Leah Bas Rav Yitzchok, and Chaya Gittel Bas Mordechai. This shiur is part 2 of a 2-part series.
Nida nun beizum beiz. The Mishnah says, "Shtei sayis amuris apara b'negam and amuris b'chol mokayim." K'tei loch of loyish liikar on divrei bishmol. Rebbezo oimek k'tei likutz mitzipoyren. Rebbe Kiva oimek k'tei yishin tolis bezug. Meaning to say, we have a din sayor. There's a shir to the sayor. How long it has to be nechshav a sayor? So we have three shittes. What the shir is? Rebbe Yishmol says k'tei loch of loyish liikar on. Rebbezo says k'tei likutz mitzipoyren. Rebbe Kiva says k'tei yishin tolis bezug. Rashi's mevar that the shear of the likutz mitzipoyren, that's the smaller shear, the intolerance bezug, that is the bigger shear. However, the Rambam is chaylik on this. The Rambam pishu b'shnayis, but also the Mishnah. The Rambam says, "Omer b'shas aloch kedivri kulin lahachmir v'yir kefi mashas saper imiyush teisayis kedeshin tolis bezug ashu hasharhu hapoches shebishurim einu ma'enes ve'einu chaletzet as sheki ach ve'einu chaletzet akadishi kedei loch v'loishon likoron." The Rambam says, "You don't do mir from the poches shebishurim that's the tolis bezug." And you don't do chalitza actually you could loch originally called. So Rambam's mavur that he holds that the Nitolos Bezug is the smallest shear and loch originally called is the biggest shear. The Gemara says, "What? How do we paskin halach kedivri kula lahachmir? We paskin all the lahachmir." So the poshup shat in the Gemara is that it's a sofik, it's a sfeik of the dina, and since we machmak everybody and kapi each din we have to go lachumre. And so is Mefurish in different Yishonim. The Ran is Mefurish like that. It's Misafik. The Rambam in Hilchas Tumas Tzadas, Perek Beis, Halacha Aleph, when he brings down the Shir of Seyor to have a Shir Tumah, the Rambam says the Shir is Nitolos Bezug, that once it has a Seyor Lovin that has a Shir Nitolos Bezug is a Simon Tumah. And the Kesem Mishas Mevar, because the Rambam is passing this Gemara, Halacha Dibri Kulin Lahachmir, Misafik Rumachmir, and the Rambam is going to Shitasoi, that the Nitolos Bezug is the smallest year, and therefore the Rambam is saying, that once you have a Sei Lovin, which Nitolos Bezug, you already have a Simen Tumah, and the Mitzoyer is Tumah. The Mishal Malach, over there, asks a very tight kasha. He asks, the Rambam is being conveyed with the Simen Tumah is, and the Rambam says, well, if you have a Sei Lovin, with this year, you Tumah. The Rambam would be Mashma, that it's a Tumah Vados, and you bring Karbonis, and all halachas of a mitzvah of Adai. So he asks the Pele, it's a sofik ladina, sveik ladina. The Rambam should have said, you only a sofik mitzvah. You only consider a vadai mitzvah if you have a shir of kadei loch of reishon likorim. A very strong kasha. The Chassam Sofer in Tshuva Erechaim, Sim Kufnan Dalid, says in Shittas Rambam, a gewaldige chiddush, he says, that the Rambam learned halach kadiri kun lahachmir, it's not a pshat misofik, we paskin like the them lahachmir. Rather, in the Iker Shir Seyor, Shiurim lahalach ha-moshim misinai, it's in the Iker Shir, it was Nemar, that the all Shiurim are correct, all the Shiurim are emes, and the Iker Din was neaten, that we go with the Shiurim lechumre. And that it, the oifen you have in Tolos Bezug is considered a shir vadai lahachmir. Look at Tzitzi Poirin, it's a shir lahachmir. Loch originally called it's a shir lahachmir. It's not a din sofik, it's a din vadai. And that's why the Rambam is saying that you told me b'toris vadai. And the Chassam Sofer is Moisef, very gishmach, he said that the Rambam was bedaik from Loshna Gemara. The Gemara says, Loch kedibri kun lahachmir. The Gemara should have said, choyshashin b'kun lahachmir. Why does he say, Loch kedibri kun lahachmir? From this Ramos Medayik, that's a din vadai, it's not a din sofik. Reb Chaim, in his sefer, and Perek Beis Mehilchas Ishus, Halacha Tezayin, brings this Chassam Sofer, and he goes with the same halach, he has different chashbonis, he has a bigger riches, a lot of yisoidistic chidushim in this inyan, and he's mechiach that not everything we say this cloud, because when it comes to miu and chalitza, over there must be only Medin Sofik, because over there it's only one question of godless, Ayin Shom Medvoy, Varichas Kedoyle, and Big Mark of this Indian. Another interesting shayla with it, which Tachroinim are done, it's also bigger Riches, the Halacha Dibri Kulin Lahachmir, the Fili Rambam, because they Likas Mitzipoyrin, is a middle shear. So where's that Negeya? Where's the shear of Likas Mitzipoyrin Negeya? It's a middle shear, so the Chayla wouldn't be Negeya, Halacha Dibri Kulin Lahachmir. We're going to get Lahachmir, but Kivegis discusses it, and Mishal Melch discusses it, Siri Taire, Chasam Sofer, Ayin Shem B'Devreyem, that they're Marech this Tuva. The last Mishneh, Horoya Kesem. In order to understand well this Mishneh, we're getting back into Yonim Nida. Till now, the past few blat was different in Yonim, back to Maseches Nida. So I'd like to give a short Akdome in order to be able to understand well the coming next few blat. A woman has to her Yemei Yeziva and Yemei Nida. And the dinim of the Re'iyas in Yemei Yeziva and Yemei Nida have different halachas. In Yemei Nida, the halacha is that any Re'iyah, even if it's one Re'iyah, makes a woman Tomei. And she becomes Tomei for 7 days. After 7 days, she becomes Tar, even if she was continuously seeing. There's no din that you need a Yom Naki. As long as 7 days pass, she becomes tahor. By night, seventh, the Oilo Yom Shmini, she goes to the mikveh and she becomes tahor. Of course, she has to stop seeing, because if not, she'll have a new re'i, it's metamir, but there's no din of a Yom Naki in Orti Metar. That's the halacha, and you may need it. In the days of Ziva, you may Ziva, over there, the halacha has a different halacha. That in order to become tahor from the re'iyah, she needs a Yom Naki, a Yom which is Naki from the re'iyah. And that makes it tahor. And that's mischal kurdin. If she has one re'iyah or two re'iyahs, the halacha is she needs one Yom Naki and she becomes tahor. That's what we call Shemeres Yom Keneged Yom. She Shemer one Yom Naki Keneged Yom of re'iyah. If she sees three re'iyahs in three different days, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, then she becomes a Zava Gedoyla, not a Shemeres Yom Keneged Yom, a Zava Gedoyla. And then she needs Shiva Nakiyim, 7 days of Naki. That's one difference between one or two re'iyahs and three re'iyahs. The second difference is that she's mechuyav to bring a carbon. That's the halacha if she sees the Yimei Ziva. What is Yimei Nida? What's Yimei Ziva? So according to Rav Rishayim, a first time a woman sees, that's Yimei Nida. After 7 days, starts Yimei Ziva. For the next 11 days, is Yimei Ziva. And any re'iyah she'll see in those days have to it a din of Yimei Ziva. After those 11 days, the next re'iyah she'll see will have a din of re'iyah's nida. And then again, after 7 days of that re'iyah, she'll restart Yimei Ziva. If she won't see until after, let's say, 20 days, so then the Yimei Nida starts right after 11 days starts Yimei Nida, but it won't restart Yimei Ziva until 7 days after the re'iyah she has in Yimei Nida. That's the sheet of Rav Rishayim. Another short akdome, there's two ways a woman could see dam. If she has a proper re'iyah, she's magish that she sees dam. Hargosha means that she feels the dam coming out, as needing the place of exactly what's considered hargosha, but the klal is that she has hargosha, she feels it. That's the poshet oifin of having a re'iyah. The second oifin is a metzias kesem. She finds a stain, she didn't feel the blood going out, she finds a stain. That also makes it tummy. It's mavur in the Gemara that from Zayin Mabez that a woman who sees through a kesem, the dice is tar, and omen the abonon she's tummy. This is a Gemara mentioned many places in Seches Nida that hanach tumas ksom shehem the abonon, tumas ksom is not only the abonon. The Gemara that from Zayin Mabez brings that a memory from Shmuel that learns it from a pasuk. Omer Shmuel bodka kaika ulam. According to Rav Rishayim, which we'll see Be'ez Hashem in the Hemshech of the Shir, according to Rav Rishayim, the reason why she's taught is because there's a din d'oraisa that is only considered a re'iyah if she has a hargosha. As long as she wasn't magish to dam, then with d'oraisa she's not taught. That's why every kesem, she do not magish the dam coming out, since you're missing Agosha, doesn't have a din of the ear's dam, and medidaisa she's tor. Now we'll start the Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, Roy Kesem Reizim Kulkelis. Meaning to say, a woman who finds a stain, she's Mekulkel, referring to her Yimei Nida Yimei Ziva. A woman has to always know when her ear was, to know when the Yimei Nida start. Now, if someone finds a Kesem, so she does not know when she actually saw, she's finding a stain now, but when did the dam come out of her body? It's not known to her. And since it's not known to her, it comes out she doesn't know when her Yimei Nida started. So if so, her whole cycle is messed up. You see, we are important halacha, that l'choyre ha-bechlal could a kesem be a cheshbon in Yimei Nida, Yimei Ziva, a kesem is not matam medidaisa. Since you're missing hagosha. So you see, we hear very important halacha, that although it's true that a re'iyah of a kesem is not a tami since you're missing a gosha, but when we're trying to figure out the cheshbon of Yimei Nida and Yimei Ziva, that's not dependent on a re'iyah hametamis. As long as there was a re'iyah, starts Yimei Nida after 7 days of that re'iyah will start Yimei Ziva, although the act that re'iyah's dam was not a tami. Says the Mishnah, so already cast him, raised him a kekeles, she's messed up in her cycle, she doesn't know when you may need the meziv is, and therefore she always has to be machmir, to be choyche, so maybe it's a meziv. And we shall have to be machmir to have shiva nikiyim, if she has three re'iyas, or if she has one re'iyah to have shiva meziv connected yoyim. And the Gemara discusses other places how she could set herself back, reset herself, in order she should be dapim mekulkel. The Rambam in Pirshei Mishnayos has a different page from the Mishnah. He says Mekulkeles is not referring to Yimeinidi Yimeiziva, rather it's referring to a woman which has a vest, which the Allah has, a woman who has a vest is, she's not Mekulkeles to be Choyshu Eina Beinanis, for anything else, she knows when her vest is. The Rambam is that a woman does not have a vest every time she makes Tashmish in Zabadika, a woman who has a vest does not need a Badika. So the Mishnah is telling us that Yishu finds a Kesem, she's messed up in her vest, she does not know if she in truth saw in Bizman Vesta, or maybe the Re'ez from a different time. So her vest is messed up. That's the Ramlun's Pshat in the Mishnah. They say they tied it in Simakuf Tzadi, Sifkot and Tzadi Gimel as Mevai, why the Ram could not learn like Rashi. The Ram has a different sheet than Yimeinidi Meziva, which we're not going to go into in our Shir. And he also points out a very, very choshev idea, that from this Rambam you see that Shaykh a vest through Ksamim is Shulchan Aruch Paskins that Kesem does not make a vest. From our Mishnah you see that it is Shaykh from this Rambam you see that it's Shaykh to be Kaveh a vest through Eri'iyas Kesem. The Mishnah continues on, V'choy Sheshesh Mishum Zoiv, Divir Ameir, V'chachom Oim Eim B'Ksamim Mishum Zoiv. The simple reading of the Mishnah with Mashmad, Machloikis is whether you become a Zovah through Ksamim. However, the Gemara is Mevaya, that's not true. The Kuli Almet Shaykh to become a Zobah through Ksamim. The question is, in a case that it's not Borer, that the Kesem which you find is from three different days, Madinoi. According to Chacham, which is Shittis Bechadinim and Antignis, calls man it's not Borer, that this Kesem, which you're finding is from three different Yomim, which in order to, well, that's what a Zobah Gedoyla entails, is to have three different Yomim. As long as it's not borer, betoides vadai, that the re'iyah shalafanecha are from three different yamim, the kesem shalafanecha is from three different yamim, that you don't become a zava, although there is a mokumless topic that maybe it's from three different yamim, you do not become tamei. And Chita Semeya is that as long as there's a mokumless topic that there is, that's from three different yamim, although it's not borer, it's from three different yamim, you do become tamei. Rava explains that according to Bechadinim and Tignis, you'll only become Tamei if you'll have a mashal. She wore one day, Sunday, one beged, and she finds a stain. Monday, another beged, and she finds a stain. Tuesday, another beged, and she has a stain. Over there, it's bar, it's in three different days, then she becomes Tamei. According to Shittas Meir, she'll become Tamei whether it's a one beggar with three different stains, or even if it's one beggar with one big stain, shall also become tamei, as long as it has in it a share of three grisim void. It's important to point out over here that the Gemara in the Pekorei Kesem's Mavur, the share of a Kesem is kigris void, because less than kigris void, it could be it's a macholis, could be it's from a small bug, and therefore the Chomer Nama Tamei Kesem, only if it has a shikah gris, less than that, could be to a mechoilis, which there's a need in the poiskim, is the reason why you need a gris v'oid, is it simply because we're toile, and we say maybe it is from a mechoilis, or since there's a possibility of mechoilis, the Chum gave a shir to a kesem, and now, as long as you don't have that shir, you tar, because in the ikat tumas ksav, which is the rabban the ketumah, the Chum rukevei a shir, it's mavur namam like that, and that's we hold the ikar aloche, that even if you have a case which there is no chash mechoilis, you're living in such a place there's no chash mechoilis, or a woman was wearing a beged which is tight on her skin, there's no chash mechoilis got in. Afa became a kesem, the only time you have if it has a shekel gris, but the chum kivei a shir, that's the shir of a kesem. Akoponim, the Rava says that according to the Shittas Chachamim, according to Shittas Meir, not only if you have a one beged three different stains, three different ksamim, Even if you have one large kesem, as long as that kesem has in it a shear of three grease of oid, which you're able to split it up into three different ksamim, the halach is, you'll be tamei. So, the chumra machmer akadekach. Tosis asked, "Dibur masal shalosh, how did Rava know that chumra that even the mokim that it's one big kesem after the chumra matame?" Tosis says, "Veishleimad le mafligi rabbanon, the rabbanon weren't mechalik." So mashmo says matame bechol gavni. Kivegin is chedushim. Asked the kushya atzume. The luchoyes mefurish the braise. The gemara on the bottom of nubeis mebeis brings that braise. Toner rabbanon roy kesem. Im yesh po kedei lechalik gimel grisin sheinke gris v'oid chesheshes. It says in the Braise, if you have kedei lechalik means you can split it up. Obviously, it's one big kesem. If you have kedei lechalik, you tell me some kibbeh gas, you have to know what was bad on Taisis Bechlal. I am a chedushach sam soifer that he doesn't bring down Reb Kiveger, but he tries to be asher this kasha midat nafshei ayin shom bedvorov. A kaponim comes out the chachamim. Or a mayor's mach even kai gavne to be metame. In the yisoid machloikis between the mayor and charinim and tignis, whether we're choishes or we're not choishes from zoiv, it's mevur and toist afhei mad aleph dibra maschel a mayor that the yisoid machloikis is since ksom is only rabbanon. How much of machmir and ksamim? The mayor, shikas the mayor is machmir and tumas ksamim, and therefore though it's only a sophic after he came, with mechuyuti machmir, then maybe it has to it three re'is, and the chacham, shikas the chacham, the chacham is that we're not so machmir and ksamim, ksamim is only rabban, we're not so machmir, and therefore, kolz ban stam borer, the halach is that ina mechuyuti b'choyishish mishum zoif. The Gemara brings down that Rava said, on my love, because the kinnit of Chaninim Atiknus to Rabbanon, Chaninim Atiknus had a winning tie against Rabbanon. You Rabbanon, I mean to say against the mayor, you the mayor agree that let's say you don't find a gris, a kesem, which decides the three gris in the oid. It's less than that. Then you first, you're not choish mishum zava. Why? Although it's more than two gris in, since it's not the sheer three gris in, we say that she saw it in 2 days, and each day, she saw a little more than a sheer gris. So if so, even in a case which she saw a large kesem, the sheer of three gris of oid, we should also say that maybe, and each day she saw tati v'palge, and that the rest of the dam, agav zuhamo dam achilesu, because of the zuhamo, of the dam nidis, that brought Macholis here, and therefore, it became to the size of three gris of oid. But in truth, there weren't three re'is, there were only two re'is, and the rest of the dam is from dam Macholis. Tosis points out that why does Rav have to say, why is the Bechinim of Tignis' taina is that we should say that the rest of the blood came from Macholis? Say simply, you have a heel for Necho, three gris of oid, maybe she saw each day, half of that wasn't from 3 days. Tosis explains that as long as we know for sure it's a re'iyah, and there was for sure a re'iyah migufa, and we see lefaneinu as shear of three re'iyahs, then bevadei b'mutamei, b'muchuyti b'choyshish, that he comes from separate days, according to Shitas HaMeir. However, b'mokim there's not bora at all that we have a shear of three re'iyahs, because it could be that some of the blood is on Macholis, but Kai Gavne, even according to Shitas HaMeir, B'chaninim HaTiknis felt that we should be Mekel, as long as it's not bor the average, a share of three years. I mean to say, according to B'chaninim HaTiknis himself, as he bores from three yamim, but B'chaninim HaTiknis is tining, even the fi Yura Meir, that you are Choshish, that's only B'mokim, that it's bor they have a share of three years. But who says Bechlal, you see Lefanecha Shir 3 years? Could be at some of the Dam, some of Mechoilis, and there was not all Lefanecha Shir of 3 years. Now, it's a very interesting order over here, which Sachreda Vo'oirer, the Gemara says that maybe she saw each day 2.5, and the rest of the blood, Agav Zuhamo Dam Achoilisu. Agav Zuhamo Dam Achoilisu. Why does the Gemara need a sort of Agav Zuhamo Dam Achoilisu? always the klal is that anything you have a gris, a kesem, less than a gris, we're toilu machoilus. Even when you don't have a sort of agav zuhamo da machoilusu, like any plain stain, kesem, which is less than a gris of oid, so we're toilu machoilus. Although there is no svare, positive svare to say that the son that brought about the machoilus, as long as we're able to be toilu machoilus, we're toilu machoilus. So why does the Gemara need over here the svar of agav zuhamo da machilasu? Say simply, mehechetesi that you have over here a shear of three re'is could be on Sunday she saw 2.5, Monday she saw 2.5, and the rest came from a machilas. The chasam soif is ma'ilis ha'are, the rishash is ma'ilis ha'are, and the tshuva sarama in Sibin Tzai Dalid discusses this ha'are also. There's another big kosher the Gemara. The Mechanin Matiknas is coming to the mayor and saying, even if she talks to the mayor, that you're machme, even if it's not a vadai, but that's only if it be borer, they have a shear three with ease. But Kahai Gadol, it's not borer. Where does he come from? He doesn't stop asking a svari. He says, Maishno. I'll prove you what I'm saying. You yourself agree that when Oifer doesn't have a shear of three grease of oid, we're not choishish. If so, by shloish gris of mocham echo, name a tati of palgam agufa chazite, v'idoch agar zu madam achilesu. What did he see in the aloha pachas begimel grisin? That he's proving to the mayor, that you yourself are a mayor also mekel, if so over here also. Over there, of course you mekel. Over there, there's no mocham to me in the time, maybe shim zoiva, because there is no there is no shir of three ksomim. So you don't see anything from there. You don't see bichlal that we have to be meikol. We're not choishes so much. What did he see over there bichlal? This is a big problem in the Gemara. I am a toisti masal sholish. It's very complicated toisus. The rishash and miskasha, the mashah. This is a big koishi on the Gemara. So I would like to suggest a machshove, maybe to be Pesach Pesach in the Gemara. Back to the order. Why is the morning agav zua modama chaylesu? The Chayim explained that the sheer gris is a sheer. The Chazal b'kaveh a sheer. It's not, like we mentioned before, it's not because befoil betoil machaylesu. It's a sheer. So, it's possible that, but also in the sugya, what are we saying? That maybe in day number one she saw a kagris v'oid, day number two she saw 2.5, and the rest of machaylesu. Over here, it's not missing in the shear, because even if you'll say in truth that she saw day number one 2.5, day number two 2.5, and if so, day number three she saw less than a gris, could be not missing in the shear, because it's possible that the blood spread out on top of the other blood. And in truth, she did see a gris void. So although lefonecho, you don't see it, but could be that re'iyah was a re'iyah which was more blood and spread out on top of the other blood. So therefore, the Gemara has to come with a new svara of agav zua modam achilasu. Without that svara, we wouldn't be able to mitar, because it wouldn't be borrowed to us that it was less than a machilas. It was less than a kagris. However, since it's a svara of agav zua mo, that's why that tells us that gives us a positive reason to say that they come from Macholus. If so, could be that's the pshat what the Chanan Matiknas is proving. Pachas begimel gris of mokam echad yunach choishish. Says the Chanan Matiknas, the etzim over here that we will be a mokam lachush to fazive. Although you don't see lefonecho a shear of gimel grisin, that's what we asked me for, a kushiat suma lechoyre over here for sure yitar. The answer is no, because could be the behemoth she saw three times, each stain was a shekel gris. Now though lefonecho, you see altogether less than three gris of oid, but it's possible that one stain went on top of the other stain, and therefore you're seeing in front of you a stain which the area is less than three gris of oid, but in truth each re'iya was a area of gris of oid. Says the Chanan Matiknas, if you're not choishish, b'akorach the pshat is that in hilchis choshis you makel and you say since it's possible it wasn't like that, I'm not nochri to be choishish. So the Chanan Matiknas is proving from there that in dinei chashos we're makel in ksamim and we're not choish in shumzive. Kain his sheet that he holds bechlal you makel in ksamim that we're not mechuit to be choish in shumzive. That's a machmir. So he's saying I'll prove to your mayor that even when she tastcha you also agree that you makel to a certain point. If so, you should makel over here also and say agazuma damachilas too. This is a suggestion I would like to make. Ayin sham lebasi ello oirer. The Rishash, when he's barach in the Tosfos, he says a whole pshat, and he ends off hafachba. It's a very shver gemara, this gemara, but maybe we may suggest this mahalach. The gemara brings out a brayse. B'chanim matiknas oimek some emle mishum zoyu pa'om shaps aksam mevil neziva keitzad lof shagimel chalukis abadukis lo motzalem kesem. The first case, he said that she wore each day a different beged. So then she, it's a vaday that it's from three different days. Or the first 2 days she saw a ri'ah gemura, and the third day was a kesem. So the Gemara asks, has the shloisha chalukis the lad negufik lechazich hayshinon beiz yom lechaluk echad miboye? Once Chanin Matigna said that Shloisha Chalukis, the La Meguf Chazi, the first 2 days weren't a Re'iyah Meguf, was only a stain. Yechayshish, for sure, if the first 2 days had a proper Re'iyah, and only the third day was a Kesem, for sure Yechayshish. So the Gemara says, Malu Teima Kol Ki Ay Gavna Mevi Yekorma Benechal. I would have thought that in a case of Rasa Beiz Yom Chaluk Echad, she brings a korban. And it's Nechal. She brings the korban that Zava brings, and it's Nechal. Kamash Balon, not like that. It's a Pachimim Tinnis come to say that although you mechui to be choishish, but you don't have Mevi'a korban v'Nechal. What does it mean, Kamash Balon, not like that? There's two ways to explain the Gemara. Kamash Balon, not like that, that you don't bring a korban and eat it, but a korban you do bring. This is not Nechal. Or you can look Kamash Balon means, Kamash Balon, that you don't bring a korban at all. Rashi says clearly that the taich in the Gemara is kamash malon that you don't bring a korban and eat it, but you do bring a korban. Says Rashi, malu teim kol kai gav ne loachin echa beis don chaluk echad ashmunon the hash tanam yichshosha ba'almu umevi a korban ve'in nechal. You bring a korban, but you don't eat it. However, a korban you do bring. The Taira says that it's meduyik in the Gemara like Rashi, because if the needin would be whether you bring a korban at all, why does the Gemara add in the word "Malu Teim Kol Ki Agad Mevi a Korban VeNechal"? Where does the Nechal come in? The question is whether you bring a korban or not. So Rashi is meduyik from that. That's for sure you bring a korban. Bein lefi the Harmina, bein lefi the Maskani, you bring a korban. The question is only whether it's a korban Vadai or a korban Sofik. I would have thought it's a korban Vadai, like Rashi explains. Hareda Glayim B'Davar the Vadai Zavi, and therefore. It's Nechal also. Kamash Malon, that you don't have the Reglaim, though it's not a Vada, it's only a Sofik. What's the Havmina that it should be a Vada? Rashi explains the Reglaim Adavar. Kavanas Rashi is that since she saw 2 days Mikufa, so there's something over here that's pointing and making us think that the Kesem was a Re'iyah, Mikufa was a Re'iyah, a proper Re'iyah, just like the first two. We see that she saw twice. That's a very strong reason to think that the third Re'iyah was also a proper Re'iyah, and therefore it should be a Vadai. Kabash Malon, that although she saw twice, that's not enough of a Raglaim Ladovar to make it a Vadai, and therefore it's only a Sofik, and may be a Korban Ve'eni Nechal. Kishitas Rashi, that even Maskona Segemor, you do bring a Korban, is Mavor the Raman Pirsha Mishnais also. The Rambam speaks that clearly you bring a korban, and so too in the Sefer Bali Nefesh La David, that's his big chibah on Hilchas Nida, Bali Nefesh La David, he says the same halacha like Rashi, that you do bring a korban. However, many Rishonim are choylik on Rashi. The Ramban is chidushim. He doesn't bring a Rashi, but he says as follows: Ein lefarish kamash malon de ein nechal, avo maybe me as korban ke Moshe kosvu dabim. Dog some drabonheim. Dog some drabonheim. Va filu bi yodua. Shemigufa chazoi. Dvar toiro. tahira. Ve'ainim evim loy de zivim of the needed to the isla kamon perikaroye. El al korch in the farish kamash melon the ainim evia carbon, the ainim evia carbon, veloy nechal, shtayamim v'chaluk dumi the shloisha chaluk. Says that the Ramban, you can't explain the Gemara kamash melon that san nechal, but a carbon you do bring, like many say. The Ramban Tain is dog somim the Rabbanon him, some other Rabbanon. And the Ramban says it will be a very important line, va'afilu bi'yodua shem igufa chazoi. Even when you know clearly that it comes from his goof, after became you taught. What does the Ramban mean to point out with this? Every kasem has a problem that, besides what we discussed earlier in this year, that every kasem has a problem that doesn't have a gosha to it. When Aisha saw the dam, when she stained, she wasn't margish the yitzia of the dam igufa. There's a betzim another chshash. A chshash that maybe it's not migufa. Maybe it didn't come out from her body. Maybe this blood is really from me'alma. She got a stain from somewhere else. Says the Ramban, the reason why a kesem is tar is not because it's a chshash, maybe it's not migufa, maybe it's from somewhere else. The reason why it's tar is even b'yedua shem migufa avoy, even if we know clearly it came from her body, after it became your tar, the reason why you tar is because you're missing agosha. So the Rabbi means to say as follows, if you would say the reason why a kesem is tar is because we're choych, it's not migufa, so then we can understand it's only a chshash, it's not migufa, so you bring a carbon. Because maybe it's Megufa. Says the Ramban, but it's not true. Even if it's born, it's Megufa, after became Dvar Torah Tahira. So if so, there's no Mokli being carbon over here. There's no Sufik that you're Zava. It's Vada you Torah Medeiraisa. Because even the Tzad that this stain did come from her blood, after became, that blood was not Matami her, because there's no Agosha. So Tainas Ramban, that it's impossible to learn that may be a carbon, you bring a carbon because there's no tzad over here that you taught me with the ice. You're missing a gosh. So this is Bemisin, a big pella on Shitas Rashi, the Rambam, and the Ravid. How could they say bring carbon? You're missing over here a gosh, and there's no tzad in the world that you're a zavamet minatoyra, because even on the tzad that comes with gufa, you're missing a gosh and you're tar. The Rashbe brings down the Ramban, and he asks, Lefi the Ramban, Be'emes the whole Gemara's appella. What was the Havamina at all that Mevi'a Korban? The Gemara says, Ma'adu Teyma Mevi'a Korban. Why is she bringing Korban? Did the Gemara over here not know the Klala Yudua, Bechom Sechas Nide, like some the Rabbanon? So what's the Havamina over here she bringing Korban? Says the Rashbe that Sanka Daitoch, that since over here she saw two re'is, and afterwards a kesem, there's a reglayim adavar that in truth she had a hargosha. And although she doesn't know that she had a hargosha, there's a reglayim adavar that says she had a hargosha, but she forgot about it. And therefore she bring a korban. Meaning to say, the Be'emesin, in every kesem, we say you're tar, why you're tar? Because there's no hargosha. Be'emesin, there is a mokum to say that b'shas, the blood came out, she was margushit, and that which she does not know about it is that she forgot about it. Minastam, we're not choishish for that. We say that if she would have been margish, she would have known about it. She would have remembered. But over here, there's something that's making us, mechayiv us to think that in truth that's what happened, that she saw, and she was margish, and she forgot about it. Being that over here she saw two proper ears, with ears by Goshe, and then she saw after, she finds afterwards the kesem, Minastam hadvorim noitim. It's pointing. It looks like that she had a third ear of the first two ears that she had. Alter ear by Goshe. Because the derech of Roiv, the Mor says in Shas, the Roiv Noshim, when they see dam by Goshe. Derech Agav, other poskim say that today it's not like that. But upon the Bimei Chazal, it says the Gemara, Roiv Noshim, Aroyis by Goshe. So, being that she saw two ears by Gosha, now we find a third one, we say probably, we may assume that the third ear was the same type of ear as the first two. And we should assume that there was a Gosha, And that was, she does not know about it. She said, I don't remember being Magdish. We should say that she forgot about it. Says the Rashi, that's the pshat in the Havmina. The Havmina is that the Raglayim L'Dovor of the first two Re'iyas, proper Re'iyas, should tell us that the Kesem was really a Re'iyah Ba'agoshe and Shokcha, and therefore she doesn't know about it. That's why the Havmina to become, that to be a Korban. Kamash Malon, that we don't say Raglayim L'Dovor, and therefore, we don't say Saglayim Adavar, we're back to a simple Kesem, that even if it's Vada Megufa, since there's no Agoshe, Halach is that Madiraisi Yitar, and you don't bring in carbon. That's how the Rajman Mavar, Al Pidar Kushal Ramban. Now, the emesis, although the Rajman says, like the Ramban, the Kamash Malon is, you don't bring in carbon, the fee with the Rajman Mavar, what the Hadmin is, there'll be a Makam to be Miyashiv, the Mahal Shita of the Rishayim that you do bring a carbon, as follows. That maybe the Kamash Malon is not that we lose the whole Raglayim Adavar. Maybe even the Maskanas HaGemore, there is a Raglayim Adavar. Nor, just, the more in the Havmin the thought that Raglayim Adavar is a Vaday Mamish, it's a Vaday that we should assume for sure that there surely was a Goshe and she forgot. Kamash Malon, that although we have a Raglayim Adavar, the Raglayim Adavar is not enough for us to assume B'toyres Vadai that there was a Goshe, but Koponim it's Mechayivos to be Mistapik Agishov V'Shokcha. Mean to say, although in a normal Kesem we say if she would have been Margish B'Shaitoi, she would have remembered, and we're not Mistapik, but over here, since we have a Raglayim Adavar, she had two proper ears, and afterwards she saw this stain, this Kesem, so that's Mechayivos to Mistapik, that Agisha V'Shokcha. And that's why even Maskanas and Segemore, we do bring a Korban, just we don't eat it. So the Shaklatai is, how far does Raglayim Adavar go? Lefi the Habmine, the Raglayim Adavar is a Vadai. Kamash Blon, the Raglayim Adavar is enough to make a Sofik, it's not enough to make a Vadai. And Be'emesin, in the Chidush HaRitva, he's mevalek the Rashbe that the Hadmin will be because of the Glaim Adavar to tell us Rosh of Egisha Mishakot she forgot, and he says Mamish is pshat that even Kamash Malon we stay with the Glaim Adavar, just the Glaim Adavar is not enough to make a Vadai, only a Sofik, therefore may be a Korban ve'enei Nechal. But if we have Machlokes Rashbe and Ritva, what's the Kamash Malon? The fidus mahalach, the Hadmin will be that there's a Raglayim Adavar to say Hegisha B'Shokcha, is the Kamash Malon to be full of the Raglayim Adavar totally, and therefore has a din of a normal Kesem, which we say from the fact she doesn't know about Agoshe, must be she was a Magish, or even Maskana Segemore, the Raglayim Adavar stays enough to make a Sofik, even though it's not a Vadai. So this will choyro be a good Yishuv to Rashi. It comes according to Ritva, Halacha L'Maise, that the two cases of the Braise don't have the same din. In the Reish of the Braise, which he saw Gimel Chalukas Abadukas Law, over there, L'Choy do not have Ereglayim Udavar. So over there, the Halacha will be Eina Miviya Korbin at all. In the second case of the Braise, Ros Abayzal Mechaluk Echad, over there you have Ereglayim Udavar, and even Maskon HaSegamore, the Ereglayim Udavar is enough to make a Sofik, and you bring a Korbin. That's how L'Choy comes out, the fee, the Ritzvah. Some Achronim would like to suggest, I don't remember offhand which Achron I saw this in, but one of the Achronim would like to suggest that maybe by Lov Shagimel Chalukas Abadukas Law, there's also a Raglayim Adavar that she saw once, again and again, there's also a Raglayim Adavar that Mistome was a proper Iyah. And then it will make it more Gishmak, the two Dinim of the Braise have the same Halacha. But that's a chiddush. Pashas will be that the only Raglayim Adavar is only when she saw proper Re'iyah, that lets us think that the third Re'iyah was the same as the first two. Al Kopanim back to Rashi, so L'Choyre, we would have a Yishuv to Rashi, Alpi, this Mahalach of the Ritva. With the emesis, there's a very big diuk over here in Rashi. It's a very, very important diuk in Rashi. Rashi, when he explains why Mivia Kom Ein Nechal, Rashi says, Mivia Kom Ein Nechal, the Shem Olav Mikufa Havoi. The reason why it's not nechal, it's only a suffik, shemolav migufa avoy. Maybe it's not migufa. The problem is that maybe this dam is not at all from her body. It comes from somewhere else. Rashi l'chera pele. It's true. Every kesem, like we said before in the shiur, there's really two problems to it. There's maybe it's not migufa, and even if it is migufa, there's no agosha. So why does Rashi have to say that the reason why you don't bring korb, it's not nechal, is shem olav migufa avoy. Maybe it's not from her guf. Rashi says, say much more basic. Maybe there is no agosha. like the Ramban said, that normal kesem, since we don't know that she had an agosha, we say, from the fact she does not remember this agosha, probably she did not have agosha. And even we know surely that the dam is migufa, she's torn with a daisa, because she's no agosha. So Rashi sort of said simply that, eini nechal, the shem olav agosha havoy. Maybe yes, but maybe not. And it's mashu the whole Rashi, the reglaim of the vade zovihi, we mashu for Rashi, the hadmin obi reglaim of the vade zovihi, mean to say, that it's vade migufe, kamash malon, that it's not vade migufe. So Rashi went to a whole different mahalach of it. Until now we were discussing, from the Rashi, the Ritve, Agoshe, not Agoshe, and the Rashi seems to be discussing a whole different issue, yes migufe, not migufe. The Sidrei Taira, in Simen Kuf Tzadi, Sivkot inside the Gimel wants to mechadish from this Rashi a tremendous chiddush. The Ramban and the Rashi and the Ritva say that the tahara of a kesem and the minatoyre is even with vade megufa, and the reason is we see missing hagosha, and says mefush so in the Rambam and Perek Tesmi Surah Bi Alocha Aleph, Eina Isha Mistama minatoyre Benida Beziva Acha Tagish. The tira dam the yetsa b'psoro k'moicha b'yarnu. Says the Sidrei Taira that Rashi has a shita mechudeshes, and Rashi holds that the whole tahara of kesem is not because of chisor nagosha. There is no din mederaisi nida gosha. The whole tahara of kesem is because maybe it's not megufa. Every kesem has echshash maybe it's not megufa, and that's what you tore. And there is no din b'chlal that you need to have a goshe in order to be tabet. And halach l'mayis will come out from that, but mokim, that it's a vada negufa, even if there is no agoshe, you would be tamei. And that was the gemara at the beginning of Haroi Kesem, Dashim's apostle, Omer Shmuel, Yitor, because of the besorah, the pshat is as follows. He doesn't mean to say a new din, hacha tadish besorah, he means to say, maybe a kesem, since it's a sofik migufa, it's not for shola migufa, it's a sofik, so mi sofik should be tame. The pasuk is telling you a din is a halacha in hilchas re'ias kes, in re'ias dam nida, that calls balance not vade migufa yitor. It's a chiddush din take. The Torah is mechadish a new chiddush. That's mitnoy re'ias that should be a vade migufa. So it is a new halacha, the Torah is mechadish, but now the Torah is mechadish, a new halacha is a tnai of a goshe. The Torah is mechadish is a tnai of vada negufa. Kol zman it's a tagish of besoro. She doesn't have a goshe, so therefore comes out we do not know that it's vada negufa. If so, you taught, so that which we say always a goshe, the goshe is simply a beater to make into vada negufa. But after you're missing a goshe, why you taught? The reason why you taught is because dilma lav mi gufavoy. Says the Sidrei Taira, if so, it's miyushav hei to the Rashi. Rashi wants to explain why over here it's only a suffix, because dilma la migufa, maybe it's not migufa, and therefore that's why it's only a suffix, not a vadai. But Rashi could have not said miyushav chasod agosha, because there is no din of agosha be'etzem, the whole agosha is a chitimtze ba'alme to mevar to us tzvade megufa. But when you're missing agosha, the reason why you taught it is because dom olam megufu. Now, the Rashi still needs a beer, so why are we saying over here that you do bring a korbin, the halachas, like we just discussed, that we learn from the pasuk, from the besorah, that there's halacha that calls man stam vadai megufa, you taught. So the chur Rashi is a pelagadoyla. let it be true, everything we just said, but still it's a pellet. If it's Midash from the Pasuk that calls man, it's not Bor that's Megufe, the Yotar. So over here, if Maskonos the Gemara, the Reglaim Dov doesn't make a Vadai, it's only a Sulfik. So if so, you Vadai Tar, because the Tanai, Mikad Dini Re'iyah, that calls man, it's not Vadai Megufe, Yotar. That's the Chayre, a pellet Gedoyle. Says the Siritayre, another Chiddush. He says that it's Choluk over here, the Sofik over here, and a normal Sofik. A normal Sofik of a Kesem is, we have no knowledge at all how this dam came. We don't know. Maybe it's Migufa, maybe it's Mi'alme. There's nothing pointing to us to tell us to think positively it's Migufa. It's a total historical idea. However, over here it's a Sofik Gomor. Meaning to say, like there's Tvoz Mevar, since we have a Raglayim Adavar, and even the Maskonas Gemara, we don't fall from Raglayim Adavar totally. The Gemara just says Raglayim Adavar is not enough to make a Vadai, but there is a Raglayim Adavar. So we have something positively making us be mistapik at Smekufa. The fact that she saw two Re'is, that gives us a positive reason to think like that. On the other hand, since she doesn't know about Agasha, maybe not like that. So we hear, it's not a smayit. It's only a smayit, something which we have no knowledge at all. A stam kesem, we're clueless. That type of suffix is nistatic, is nistmayit. That's not considered a year. But we're not clueless. We have a proper suffix, meaning to say, we have a positive reason to talk, that says this way, a positive reason that says that way. Over there, it's not a smayit, which this is, derech agav, a musig, which is negated other place in Shas, there's two types of sveikis. There's a suffix, which is a total, Chisor Nidia, and there's a Sofik, there's a Sibim that's Mustapik to this way, a Sibim that's Mustapik to that way. Says it's in the Taira, so that's the Bir Nashi. That's only the Smayit from the Pasuk of Bibisoro, as such a Sofik which is a total Chisor Nidia. A Sofik which is a Sofik Gomer is not Mustapik, is not Smayit, and that's the Bir Nashi, where Rashi says, Begufan La Megufan. This Taira is a tremendous Chiddush, Kama Alefim La Haloche, that any Kesem, there's no mokli mustapik me'alme. The moshul, if you have a woman who's wearing tight begodim, there is no tzad, and the dam came from somewhere else. Aloch would be the yutame. Aloch, we do not hold like this, and, Kodoyv Rishayim say kabat mefurish, and the din of agosha, and that's where we noika aloch alamaisa, that any kesem, which is no agosha, is only abonan, even though there's no chash, that's la miguf. This is the big chiddush. Back to the Rashi, this is the chiddush gadol mafurs of the Siddur Taira. It's mafurs of the chiddush. The emes is that Rashi, in many places in Shas, he discusses the din of kisamim. He says achatira be besora, and Rashi nowhere else mentions at all this nekuda that the reason why yitara is dumala migufa. The mashmos of Rashi would not be masked with the Siddur Taira. The reason why yitara is because dumala migufa. Rashi should have explained in all the other places in Shas that the reason why Yitar is because of Chashash La Migufa. The Tzidit Taire has another Mahal that Chatim Yashar, this Rashi of Dom La Migufa. He says as follows. He says, the Rashi explains to us the Hadmin will be that you bring up here a Korban and it's Nechal because you have a Reglaim over that tells us there was a Gosh over here. Says the Tzidit Taire, Rashi learned the commercial, and is we don't fall off from that. This have a minute that there's a reglaim that tells us that the re'iyah was probably a re'iyah by Goshe, and that which he doesn't know about is because Dimo Shokha, we stay with that. Rashi also doesn't say the Gemara falls off from that. Now, that which the Gemara Maskana says that you don't bring in carbon is because every kesem has two issues. Every kesem has a problem with Chisor La Goshe. Another chisorin could be Dilma La Migufa. The Hadminu obviously would be that the Reglaim over here should tell us that there was a Goshe, and also that's Migufa. Kamashmalan is that although we have a reason to assume that if she saw it was probably a Goshe, the same as the first 30 years, it's not mustaba to say that the third year was different than the first 2 years. However, we have a mokum to stop it, that maybe this kesem is not megufa. And that's why over here, you don't make carbon. Meaning to say, mitzad the chisorna goshe, mitzad the din the yinita goshe, and that we're staying with the havamina, that we could assume that since the first two re'iyas were with our goshe, probably the third re'iyah was in the same way, it was also a re'iyah by goshe. However, could be the third, could be there was no third re'iyah at all. Could be that which you see in kesem is a kesem which came out. So Rashi specifically over here had a command that Dilmulam Negufa, although in Gan Shas, the chisorin of kesem, it has to do with etzem chisorin agoshe, but over here since we have it a glayim adover, and even maskul and sigamore, we don't fall off from that. We have that glayim adover that makes a vadai that if only she saw, if for sure was Negufa. The only reason, I'm sorry, it was for sure with Agosha. The only reason why the Maskon and Sigmar is a Sophic, it is a Sophic, Dilmala Negufa. So this will make it much geschmacker, the old Rashi's, that Be'emes and Shikas Rashi is, like, all the Rishonim, is a Dilmala Agosha. And the Chisorn of Kesem is not because Dilmala Negufa, it's Chisorn Agosha. And that which Rashi over here, I come to Lame Gufa, is because over here you do have a Glaimed over, that tells you that there was Agosha, and the only reason why Maskon and Sigmar, it's not a vadai, because it's not a lamigufa. But often, the Rashi is going on derech a ritva. Just the ritva is saying, maskana se gemore, the reglaim of dover, the city is a goshe, is not a vadai. Rashi says, even maskana se gemore, it's a vadai that the reglaim of dover stays a vadai that there was a goshe, and the only kamash one is, that could be it's lamigufa, and therefore, it's not nechal. See, the Taya himself is more noted than the first Mahalach. However, Lani is Daiti, be more correct to learn like the second Mahalach, because the first Mahalach is not Mashman Rashi like that. Mashmos of Rashi's everywhere else is that the Chisorin is a Chisorin Agoshe. There's one Nakud over here that's still needs a beer. It comes out to the feed both Mahalchim and Rashi that we only that halachah lemaisi only bring a korban in the second case of the braisa, where the first two re'iyas were proper re'iyas, the third re'iyah was a kesem. However, in the reisha of the braisa, which she saw shloisha chalukis, you do not bring a korban. That's what comes out here both Mahalchim. The mashmos of Rashi is not like that. Mashmos of Rashi is the hashtonami k'shosha ba'almihi mevi'a korban ben nechal. It's come to tell you over here also it's only a k'shosha mevi'a korban ben nechal. It's mashma, the Bais come to teach you that the second case is the same as the first case. And just like the first case is only a k'shosha ba'almihi and you bring korban ben nechal, so too in the second case. It's mashma nachi in the Reisha also mevi'a korban. And the emesis in the Rambam in Pish Mishnah is mash like that, and in the Raivu, in the Balei Nefesh, it's Mefurish like that. So this is a big problem. The Choyer in the Reisha, why should we bring Korban? We go back to the Kash of the Ramban, that some is only Rabbanon, how could there be Bechlal a Korban of here? Unless we'll say, like we said for some of the Achroinim, that even the Reisha, there is a certain Aglaim Adover, since you saw three times, that gives the Aglaim Adover to say that it was a Yudhiyya Be'agoshe, and that's why you do bring korban. It's not a vada, it's a sofik. The Ramban over here brings another mahalach to miyashiv. Why you do bring korban? Although the Ramban himself holds like that, but he brings down. He says as follows: Yesh lidchoik shekevon shalos shnayim v'tzricho shima b'shlishi afa pisha ein dina kesem b'tame b'tchile. Kevon shadavar boru de migufa chazoi bedinu shati osa zove gemure sharei le also lashimur. Says the Ramban, what was the case of here? She saw two times the proper ear. So the loch is, like we mentioned before, nakdome, she has a dinam shimeres yom keneged yom. Says the Ramban, when she sees this kesem, the third day she found the kesem, will she become tar through this day? Says the Ramban, no, she won't become tar. Why? Also lo shimur. She did not have a shimur. She saw blood. She found a stain. Lo also lo shimur. Since lo also lo shimur, therefore this kesem couldn't be a re'iyah that makes her into a zova. What does the Ramban mean to say? The Ramban is mevur via gavaldi chedish, which is retired in siman kuf tzadi gimel. Sorry, kuf tzadi dalid ois ayin dalid speaks out. We say ksom is under rabbanon. Ksom is the raise natame. Why? Because you're missing agosha. Therefore, the raise you're not tame. So the retired over there discusses the following sophic. That's been a game when we're discussing to have a riyah and a tamis. The Re'i should make you tame, since you're missing Agosha, the Re'i can't make you tame. However, what's halacha when you have a woman who saw dam in Meziva, she needs a Yoyim Noki. If she sees a Re'i Shalei Ba'Agosha, this Re'i can be metame. However, could we consider the Yoyim a Yoyim Noki? Could be. Since Soiv Kol Soiv, she saw dam, this dam makes the Yoyim, is not considered a Yoyim Noki. The dam can't make her tame, but the dam does do so much that a yoyim noki it isn't. Soif kol soif she saw dam, and we see this mostly the flamed ches. There is sometimes certain cases where she sees dam that although the dam can't metame, but it makes the yoyim not a yoyim noki. So the sitai is marech in this sofik, whether a reiyah shalei ba'agosha makes the yoyim not a yoyim noki. Says the sitai in our Ramban over here. We see clearly this Nakud Ramban saying that since she saw 2 days and then after she saw Kesem, that Kesem made that she did not become Torah from the first 2 years because Lo Yolz L'Shimur. And Re'i Shalei Ba'Agosha Lo Yolz L'Shimur. So the Ramban is bringing down a Shita that's saying that therefore she becomes a Zavah G'dayla. They mean to say a very Lomdash Nakud. This third Kesem, the fact itself that this third Re'iyah, the Re'iyah's Kesem, was poil, that she shouldn't become Tar, that itself gives it a Din Re'iyah. Meaning to say, although, generally, a Re'iyah Shalei Ba'Agosha cannot make her Tameh, but since over here this Re'iyah is making something happen, it's making that the Shimur shouldn't be a good Shimur, it's making that the third day shouldn't be considered Yom Naki, through that, the third Re'iyah has a Din Re'iyah to it. And therefore she'll become a Zava because she has 3 Re'iyahs. The first 2 proper Re'iyahs. And the third Re'iyah, the 3 Re'iyahs Kesem, which has a Chashivus of Re'iyah by the fact that it's breaking the Shimur. The Ramban ends off Ve'ein Zenochoin. Ve'ein Zenochoin. Says the Siritaire, what he means to Ve'ein Zenochoin is, he's staying with the fact. He agrees to the actual fact that a Re'iyah Shalei Ba'Agosha makes Lo also Lo Shimur. Rather, this Chiddush, that itself, that the third Re'iyah made that it should break the Shimur, should give it a Din Re'iyah to its tarif, to build up 3 Re'iyahs, that he doesn't agree to. Since Soif Kol Soif, the first third Re'iyah was Shalei Ba'Agosha, it can't mistarif to make 3 Re'iyahs. This Chiddush, the fact itself, that the Re'iyah was poil, that it broke the Shimur, gives it a Din Re'iyah to be starved to make it 3 Re'iyahs, that Ramban's been choylik. But the actual halacha, that a Re'iyah Shalei Ba'Agosha makes the Yom Zan Yom Shimur, the Ramban agrees to. The MSC, this is a Chiddush Noir halacha, that a Re'iyah Shalei Ba'Agosha breaks the Shimur, and this entire points out that all the places were not like that. Ukamra Gavaldi Chiddush, a woman is in the middle of Shiva Nekiyim, and she finds in a beged a kesem less than a gris. That which would make all than a kesem less than a gris, it's only because they're a bonum. If somebody dies, it wouldn't be makel. Now, if you're going to say that when you need shiva nekiyim, re'iyah shalei ba'agosha metame, we won't have the kula of a re'iyah less than a gris. Halacha would be that anytime a woman finds in a beged throughout shiva nekiyim, a kesem, even less than a gris, would break her shiva nekiyim. And the halacha, of course, we don't hold like that. And anytime it's less than a gris, even with throughout shiva nekiyim, that's not a problem. So too, let's say she found dam on a beged tzivoini. If she was wearing a beged that has a colored beged, which halacha is you don't have tumas ksomim on a colored beged, even if it was throughout shiva nekiyim, it's not a problem. If you hold like this Ramban, this Chiddush, that Re'iyah Shalei Ba'Agosha has a din that it makes it tzaksir yeim naki, he wouldn't have the kula of a colored beggar. The colored beggar is a special kula in tumas tzomim with only discussion of the rabbanon. So the halacha, we for sure do not hold like this, but it seems very clear that the Ramban does seem to say this kabbalah chiddush that reish lebagosha. Although it's not reiyah matamis, it does make the loyotz leshimur. It does take away the tzaksir yeim naki.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Maariv Mekleimus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.